time for Bison Football on Kix 96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, or KICX app, and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Tonight, the Bison hosting the 3-2 Hastings Tigers. Coming up in our Wagner Ford pregame before kickoff at 7, we will hear from both coaches, head coach Charlie Shoemaker at Hastings High School in his 10th year. Head coach Joe Petroski and McCook will talk about the week coming off the big win. What a wild one at Gary last week. And, of course, the big one with Hastings, the first of their three of the last four at home in the friendly confines of Wyland Field. That's a plus. That's coming up. We're going to talk Cozad football. Former Bison High School standout Jace Doolin doing a great job with the Haymakers. They got a big one with Gothenburg tonight. We'll talk to Jace about that contest coming up. Our Wagner Ford pregame continues from Wyland Field in just a little bit on Kix 96.1.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments proudly supports our local veterans. With respect, honor, and gratitude, our staff proudly serves veterans and their families in Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, pre-planning, and monuments.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues. Kix 96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, or KICX app, and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. McCook and Hastings coming up here at the top of the hour. Pregame coverage continues. Of course, Cozad and McCook played the last couple of years and played each other in football for many, many years, and now Cozad C1, McCook back in B, and always like to keep tabs on our good buddy Jace Doolin over at Cozad High School. The Haymakers are 4-1. Big matchup. The Battle of Dawson County is taking place tonight with Gothenburg. And Jace off to a great start. I know I had a tough one with Sydney there in the opener. A very good Sydney team again this year. But since then, your kids have been playing some excellent dynamite football.
Yeah, right after the loss, I mean, we responded well. My kids, and we knew going into the year, our first two games going into the year between Central City and Sydney were going to be kind of two battle-tested games, and they sure were. We got a game on the right end against Central City, and a little bit short against Sydney, but they reloaded. They're a good team. They're undefeated, so looking back, it's not a bad loss. Made us better. We got better from that loss, so really have. We just found some things that we need to work on from week one to week two. got really good at really protecting the quarterback and our quarterback trusting the line. So offensively, we moving the football. Can't complain about that. We're scoring a lot of points defensively. Doing a good job, too, of keeping them to a bare minimum. Other than that Central City game, we haven't given up 3 touchdowns in a game. So, like you said, right now we're playing pretty good football. Hopefully we can keep on getting better here in the next couple of weeks and give us an opportunity to get a good spot in the playoffs.
Since you've been a head coach, 56-55 overtime, is that the highest scoring game you've ever kind of been involved in as a coach?
Yeah, even coaching 8-man, I don't know if I've been a part of 2 overtime, 56-55 for sure. Usually when you're there that many points, you're on one end or the other. Not both teams scoring that many points. And it didn't get that bad until the fourth quarter. It was 21-21. 21-20 or 27-28 going in to the fourth quarter. Just when you got to overtime, we had a couple scores late in the fourth quarter, and then you had 4 touchdowns on two touchdowns on each team, and the single and double overtime. So it gets up there pretty fast. But like I told you, you don't want to give up that many points on defense. But a win's a win. You win by one, still a W in the cut. It's in the W. It's a thing that we really beneficial of getting out of that game with a win. Also, Central City's a solid team. They've kind of been dominating themselves. We got out of there with a win. It's going to be good for our record. It's going to be good when we come to the power points. But playing those games, I think if you play them 100 times, it might be 50-50. We're that equal of 2 teams. So it's something that we probably going to maybe even have an opportunity to see them in the playoffs. And they're a really good team, and both sides of the ball and physical.
And even the Sydney game in the opener, looking at the box score, you were right there. I mean, right there in the thick of things. It had this lone score in the fourth quarter, so you didn't get blown out. You play the Red Raiders again. I'm sure your kids feel like, hey, we have every chance to win that just like they do.
Exactly. We would like to see them. We feel like that. We started a little slow. They kind of, their speed, I mean, we knew they had speed, but they were faster than last year, it seemed like. And their line play was we thought them replacing 4 guys up front from last year, that we'd have kind of an edge up front, and really shocked our linemen up front. And they did a good job and started fast. They went down and scored. We went 3-and-out, and they got the ball back, and it just seemed like right away it could have got out of hand, and we battled. Didn't let it get out of hand. We kept that battling, and we had a chance. They got a 2-point conversion on a bobble PAT, so then we kind of chased that point on the next touchdown. So we got down by 9, but really it was a 1-score game, just kind of chasing points. But it was in the fourth quarter we had to do it. But, yeah, I think, again, with Sydney, we're right there with them. They're undefeated. They're going to be their semifinal team last year. But like I said earlier, it gave us a good measuring stick of where we can be. We played with them. We knew that they were going to be another playoff team this year. So it gave us a lot of confidence in going into the year.
You went to Broken Bow last week and just took apart the Indians, a 21-point first quarter, and never looked back, 42-7. Not too many teams, I think, have done that to Broken Bow in their home field probably in the past, have they?
Including us. We hadn't beat them since 2014, so kind of used that a little motivation for the kids. We haven't beat them in 10 years. They're a good program. We knew they were going to be physical. They're well-coached, great tacklers. But, again, it's you got to play the game. We got the benefits. They fumbled the second play of the game. We got it scored, 3-and-out. Got the ball at the 40 going in, scored. So just jumped on them early. They're a young team. They have a really good sophomore class, and I think they start 5 or 6 sophomores. They're just young that we had the more experience. And just kind of once we got on them, they kind of kept on going. They fought back a little bit the end of the second quarter, and but coming out of the second half, kind of got our kids, hey, we got to get back on them like we did the first quarter, and we scored two quick touchdowns coming out of the half, and really, I thought we could do it. I knew they were young. They're kind of in a rebuild year. They lost a pretty good class last year, but just knowing how well they're coached and the way they play defense and fly around and their offense is the old triple option veer. I know what that is, and it's one of those that it can drain your defense, so I knew we needed a good start to get on top of them. And once you get ahead of a team like that, it puts them in a tough situation to come back.
Battle of Dawson County this week, Coach. You got Gothenburg, and the boy, Swedes, I know, probably not happy about their 2-3 mark, but boy, Sydney, Shadron, Adams Central, back-to-back-to-back weeks. See, they've played, seems like, those three teams fairly close at times, so a team you can't look past this week, can you?
Oh, no, not at all. It's a rivalry that the records are out the window. Their 2-3 is not 2-3. They could easily be 4-1, different schedule. They've kind of had a really rough go in the middle of this with, Adam, like you said, Adams Central, Sydney, and then Shadron. And they had to go to Shadron, too. So they've been in every game. They played Sydney tough. It was a one-score game most of the game. Ended up losing by 11 points. So it's a team that they're very athletic. They got height. They got length. They're very athletic. They're going to be a problem, and the last 2 years, it's come down to less than 3 points. So it'll be that way. It always is. Doesn't matter what records are. Big rivalry. It's going to be a great crowd, close, 10 miles apart. But it's one of those that you circle that game on the year. Doesn't matter what your record is. You want to win that game. So us two, doesn't matter if we're 4-1. We want to win this one no matter what. We're going to be motivated, but so is Gothenburg. This kind of would set them up for districts. They haven't had a district game yet, so a win against us will get them set right in leading our district. So we got to be ready for them. They're going to be it's going to be a close. It's going to be four quarters. It's going to be a fun one. Our kids always enjoy playing them. They know each other, so. It'll be something the kids do. They'll remember for the rest of their lives. And this game always matters to the community and the kids playing.
Looks like you got a great senior class. A lot of those guys have played a lot of football for you the last couple of years, and sprinkling some juniors and sophomores in there as well.
Yeah, our leadership of our seniors. We got 10 seniors out. I want to say two or three of them have been three, at least two. Been 3 year starters, been both sides of the ball too. Lane Wright and Noah Shoemaker, two kids that have been around the program, know what's going on, know what's expected of them in practice, what's expected of them preparing for a game. So their leadership is really helping. But we do still start four or five sophomores. Sophomore class is pretty good. Some of those kids, they don't play both ways. We kind of limit them, but they're good enough to play both ways. Just we have enough bodies right now. Our depth's not real great, but we have enough bodies that our sophomores can play on one side of the ball, like Kellen Shoemaker and Ethan Atchison stepped up at running back after an injury. So, they really have kind of played with a lot of confidence. That helps winning football games and play with confidence, but it all comes back to that senior leadership and how we're practicing and practice and getting ready mentally for games each week.
Head coach Jace Doolin over at Cozad High School. We'll get to the coaches for this one, including Hastings coach Charlie Shoemaker, the former Cambridge High School product in his 10th year with the Hastings High. We'll talk to the coach here shortly on Kix 96.1.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Yeah.
No, I didn't actually...
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers.
Hot Tub Brokers in McCook is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. They invite you to stop in and see all the new hot tubs and make your yard into a vacation destination. Finance and available. Also a large selection of chemicals and accessories at Hot Tub Brokers in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard.
We're here today with a man standing in very tall grass, scrubbing the side of his house with a toothbrush. Having fun, sir?
No, I'm not.
You know, DaVinci Motors in McCook can give you a great deal on steel lawn equipment, along with power washers that would do a dandy job on your house's siding.
Great. Can you take me to DaVinci's? My car is up on blocks.
They can give you a great deal on a car, too. It's not a deal until it's a DaVinci deal. DaVinci Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DaVinci Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues, Kicks 96.1. Let's get to the coaches now. First of all, head coach Charlie Shoemaker at Hastings High. Coach, had a tough one with York in the opener, played a very good Bennington team. We know Bennington's all about this year again, but since then, other games, it's been lopsided. Your team put up a lot of points and not giving up a lot defensively.
Yeah, we feel like we've gotten better each week. You know, we're kind of still upset about that first loss of the year, but you know, I think our first three games kind of prepped us for the end part of the season here, hopefully.
that York game, did you have chances in that one to win it there against York?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were in control of the game the whole, probably for three quarters, and then all of a sudden we got to the fourth, and they kind of flipped the field on us and scored, and I think we ran four plays in the fourth quarter offensively, so we just couldn't get off the field. And so that was kind of disappointing. We just kind of had some struggles offensively, but since then we feel like we've kind of gotten some things figured out and picked things up a little bit, so...
Boy, the last couple of weeks, especially, Coach, I mean, gosh, you're scoring over 49 points in your last two games. You've given up single digits. So offense, defense, I think it's special teams have all done their jobs the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we feel good about that. You know, we feel like we've had complete games, you know, efficiency on the offensive side. Defense has been playing well. And as you said, we haven't had mistakes on special teams either. So, you know, that's what we wanted to do in the last two, 3 weeks. And going into this last stretch, definitely what we're going to need to do.
Tell you that Senek family there in Hastings. I don't know how many more kids they have, if they have any more boys, but that's a football family, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
How's Tucker compared to older brother? I take it he's a pretty talented quarterback for you.
Yeah, you know, he's a little different. He's got a different build. Jarrett was more of a, you know, stocky, bigger kid. You know, Tucker's pretty lean and slender, probably 6'1", 6'2". You know, they both throw the ball well. Tucker's kind of sneaky fast. You know, he kind of gets away from things, you know, gives himself some time sometimes when he needs to. Jarrett was more, you know, we were able, especially later in the season, you know, his senior year, we ran him a little bit more. That's probably not really Tucker's MO, but he is efficient when he does run the ball, so that is something that we do have, you know, in our arsenal. But very accurate, you know, he's just good with the ball and knows where it needs to go. And just everything you want in that quarterback that's got experience and he's doing a great job.
You've got a couple of backs that can run the ball for you, but it sounds like Cooper Cole's kind of your guy back there.
Yeah, you know, we do a rotation with those guys. They're kind of polar opposites. You've got Cooper's kind of a big bruiser. Cade, more of a little scat back and got a little more quickness. So both seniors, both of, you know, really Cade was sophomore year, he probably carried the ball more than he did last year as a junior, just because we had some injuries that year, and so he was a little frustrated last year, but it was just, you know, we had Naz Robinson and Cooper back there. We like to run two guys just so we can play him on defense too and give him a break, but you know, Cade's really kind of helped out that rotation to spell Cooper when we need it, and they're both real good. They can catch the ball in the backfield, they block, so they're pretty complete.
Which leads me to say, look at your stats. You love to throw the ball as well. Got a couple of nice wideouts that can catch the ball as well.
Yeah, you know, we felt really good about our skill guys coming into the year. Probably compares to our 2020 year, probably not quite as fast and things like that, but, you know, a little different. We've kind of got a true tight end and some guys that can block maybe a little bit better, but so we try to use them in a lot of different ways, not just catching the ball, but able to block on the perimeter as well. So, and you know, Tucker does a great job, and our offense has always kind of been set up that way to distribute the ball to a lot of guys, and you can kind of see if you look at the stat line that I think we've got three or four guys that have multiple catches, so it's worked out really well.
You played Bennington, of course, one of the top teams, no question. This year we played Waverly, went over to their place. I tell you, those Eastern teams, and you got a chance to see Bennington for yourself, tougher than nails again this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they're tough. You know, they just there's so much depth over there that really, you know, they're running tempo on offense, and then that offense sits down after they score, and then the defense goes out there. You know, we, you guys and us, we don't have that. That's just not something that we're used to. But you know, and we, I don't know, the Bennington game, they're good, no question, they're good. We helped them out a ton. You know, we got down, they kind of jumped on us early. We felt like we were moving the ball. We just couldn't get in the end zone. We got a punt block for a touchdown right at the end of the half. And then right away in the third quarter, we threw an interception for a touchdown. So all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's 35-0. And that's what those good teams do. You know, they're just, they're really solid in all phases. You know, they're going to be one that's going to be there in the end. But we feel like we probably helped them out more than we needed to in that night.
Coach, hard to believe we're talking about the final, you know, stretch drive of the season with the final of four games, and coming to Wyland Field. You've watched, I'm sure, a ton of film on McCook. What's got to be done to pick up a big road win coming up on Friday?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of fun coming back out. We haven't been out for a long time. You guys have been C1, and, you know, always. I mean, there was times there we were playing you guys twice a year, so it's kind of fun to get back out that way and play on that field. That's always a good experience for the kids. It's a great place to play. And, you know, McCook's, it's good to see them kind of, you know, last year they had some struggles, I think, with some injuries, and they got a nice class of juniors and seniors right now that they're doing some good things. So I think they probably feel like they're getting back, you know, back to the way things used to be or usually are for McCook. And, you know, things look a little different than back in the day, but I think there's a lot of similarities to how they play. And, you know, they're going to be physical on defense, and they've got a nice back there with the number 25. He's a good little guy, and he kind of hits those seams and he's gone. So it's going to be a challenge for us, and we're going to have to play really well.
And, of course, you got Scottsbluff, Lex, and Gehring. I feel like, hey, at 3-2, if you can win three of the last four, sure, you'd love to win all four of those games, but if we can win three of the last four, we're going to put ourselves in a pretty good position here for a spot in the playoffs position.
I think, you know, you look at Class B, and you kind of chunk your season up a little bit, and you hope like for us, we had kind of a stretch at the beginning. We wanted to make sure we got at least one out of that in the first three, and then we had kind of a few here that we had to really get better and go out and do our business, and now we're kind of in that stretch. Like you said, I mean, you don't want to drop a bunch of them. If you're going to drop one, and it's going to be competitive all the way through, you know, you're really looking at Class B being pretty diverse with a lot of teams that are going to have a very similar record, so you want to make sure you kind of take advantage of those opportunities.
Well, how many years now, Hastings, have you been there, Coach?
This is my 10th year here.
Can you believe that? It's been a quick 10 years, hasn't it?
That means I'm getting old, too.
What's your son doing now? We remember him, a great player just a couple of years ago. What's he up to now?
Yeah, well, more than a couple. He's a senior in college. He's student teaching right now, so he'll be out in the real world and off my payroll here next year, so that's kind of nice.
Would he like to stay in football? Is he a coach, teacher someplace?
Yeah, so he's right now he's student teaching in Lincoln, teaching middle school PE. I told him he's crazy, but he really enjoys it, and that's kind of what he's looking at right now. He'll probably do a little coaching and stuff like that, but, you know, it's always exciting for those kids when they get older and they start getting out into the real world and have to make adult decisions.
That is head coach Charlie Shoemaker at Hastings High School. We'll talk Bison football. Head coach Joe Fetrosky will join us here shortly on Kicks 96.1.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Bikes and football, Kicks 96.1, High Plains Radio.net or KICX app, and soon to be on the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. We are at Wyland Field getting ready for Friday night, the first Friday night of the month of October. The Hastings Tigers in town against the 4-1 Bison, Rich Barnett, and gosh, I don't know who this guy is. I don't have a clue in the world. Oh, it's Bob Golke. You and I haven't done a game since when?
That's right. Yeah, you ditched me for Mark on the previous game of the Aurora game. Obviously, a good reason why you did that. But I mean, it's back. It's a couple of weeks since we've done that. Got the next two games here on the 4th and the 11th, and this will be a dandy tonight. This is going to be very interesting to see a little Hastings High action back here in Wyland Field.
Yep. I think you and I over the years have done our fair share of McCook-Hastings matchups, whether been here or on the carpet there at Hastings College.
Huh? Absolutely correct. Yeah, fact is, I think even one of, like, the first year I moved here, the first time, like in 1992 or 3 or whatever, McCook played Hastings in a playoff game. And Hastings I think that's the year Hastings had just dropped down from Class A down to Class B. And they just destroyed McCook that night, unfortunately. But there's been a lot of really, really good battles. And, I think Coach Shoemaker kind of echoed it in the comments and talked about it. It's kind of nice. They enjoy coming here. This is a great, I'm going to say, middle-of-the-road Class B matchup as far as enrollment goes. You know, I mean, these are schools that are comparable that way, and we're kind of, you know, both kind of looking forward, I think, to playing each other.
Of course, we talked to Coach Shoemaker, and, of course, he is a former Cambridge High School grad back in the day and played for Coach Keyser down at Cambridge and was a fantastic player. And he's been at Hastings. It's hard to believe. When he said 10 years, wow, 10 years already. Coached his son a couple of years ago. His son is now getting ready to be a teacher and coach someplace down the line. So, boy, the years have gone fast for that family.
Well, and again, it's just it's amazing, too, to think, okay, so it's been 10 years for him, and I've been back here 8 years. But, again, the last 2 years, of course, with McCook and C1, this was not a game that was played. So, again, I think both squads are going to be kind of interested to see how it goes. And, hey, it's just a great natural rivalry anyway.
Great night. I mean, it's the sun sets here at Wyland Field. It's going to cool down. It's going to be very, very nice. There's plenty of good seats available on both sides here at Wyland Field. So come on by and enjoy some great Bison football. Bison have 3 of the last 4 at home with the Hastings tonight. They've got Ogallala in here next week, the road trip up to Scotts Bluff, and then Lexington to wrap up the regular season. They got a chance. Gosh, I'd like to win all 4. That trip to Bearcat Stadium is going to be a doozy. But the other 3, they have a chance to win all the 3 home games.
Oh, very
right
winnable. And, of course, this is the point now, too, where the season where, again, you're sorting yourselves out. And, again, 7-2 is incredibly realistic if you say, man, they're going to be in that Scotts Bluff game, too. So, I mean, but, again, you can't get tripped up along the way either because, again, they're going to get some teams coming in that are going to be fired up to play them here. And, of course, Lex will be a battle. They're not having the greatest season. Ogallala, actually, too, is having, I think, its struggles a little bit there in C1. So, again, very winnable games, and, again, we're getting to a fun time of year. And, again, boy, those seedings and those playoffs are so critical, Rich, because half the time it's matchups. It just depends on who you're playing and kind of what little bracket area that you're in. So, again, all Bison can do is take care of their own business and let everything else sort itself out.
Bob and I are back in just a bit with lineups and more of the pregame. We'll hear from head coach Joe Petroski McCook, and our Wagner Ford pregame moves on. Kicks 96.1.
Refreshing news. Volz Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Volz Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Serving every family as our own, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments goes above and beyond for every family we serve, not because it's our business, but because it's our way of life. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues here on Kix 96.1, our Kix 96.1 YouTube channel, before McCook and Hastings, 3 of the last 4 of the regular season, the friendly confines of Wyland Field. Could not have to get in a... and a bus for these guys and a vehicle for us. Chance to be at home for a couple of weeks. Our pregame talk now, head coach Joe Fitrosky. We just had a chance to hear from Coach Shoemaker, talk about his team a little bit, Coach, before we get to Hastings. And they bring a pretty good team to town. How about the week for you guys?
It's been a good week, Rich. You know, obviously we're coming off a pretty emotional game, especially at the end where we were able to pull out the victory against Gehring. They missed an extra point at the end of the game, and you know, sometimes it comes down to just one point, and we played well enough to win that game. And there was obviously some things, both sides of the ball, with some penalties and turnovers that really kept that game close for both sides. But ultimately, at the end, we made enough plays, and we were able to win that game against a good Gehring team. Gehring is a lot better than what they've been in years past. We knew that going in. There was no, you know, overlooking anybody. We just had some things that we kind of inflicted on ourselves. And you know, hats off to Gehring. They really did a great job keeping us off the field for a lot of part of the game. What I mean is offensively. So we had to take advantage of every possession we had, and we did. Tristan had another big night rushing the ball. And our offensive line, I really felt like, came back with our fullbacks and tight ends and really blocked exceptionally well. And so we've just been really leading into this week, continue to build on those things, and understand that wins are hard to come by. However you get them, we're just excited we were able to pull that one out, even if it was only by one point.
When the score was, I think, 21-10, did you kind of feel like, okay, we've got this thing, we're going to kind of take off with this a little bit?
Well, you would. What a hope. We were kind of getting ourselves in control. And like I said, there was just moments of the game we just couldn't get their offense off the field. And that's credit to them. They have some exceptional players over there. We didn't really do very well in the tackling department. And so we really kind of hit some of those things again this week, a little more specifically in practice, to ensure that we get that cleaned up, because obviously coming down the stretch, and especially this week against Hastings, you got to tackle, and you got to tackle in the open space. Guys aren't just going to go down just because you hit them. We got to get 11 hats to the ball, and you know, ultimately the games are never over until the final buzzer goes, and you just got to play all the way to the end.
Going to be interesting. We'll keep tabs on that Gehring Scott's Bluff game tonight out west. Can the Bulldogs kind of, you know, Scott's Bluff's on a roll too. Can they hang with them tonight?
That'll be interesting to see, Rich. You know, obviously, as I said, this is as good a Gehring team as they've had in a few years. And, you know, Scott's Bluff, they're big and physical, and we're going to see them in a couple weeks. I think at the end of the day, if Gehring can create some big plays and keep Scott's Bluff's offense off the field, which is another ball control offense, and, you know, maybe force a turnover or two, which is difficult against Scott's Bluff. They're just so well disciplined and well coached. But you kind of got to throw in that crosstown rival a little bit. They're very familiar with each other, and it's kind of one of those games you kind of throw the records out regardless of how everybody's doing. And I think it's going to be a really good matchup.
A couple of tough injuries for you last week with Quentin Terry and Oliver Corbett. What's the latest on those guys? How's everything going?
So right now, Quentin is out this week. We're still waiting in the process of his injury, getting evaluated and really seeing what it is and how long it's going to be. If it, you know, maybe it'll only be a week, maybe it'll be longer than that. We just got to kind of wait and see. We're just continuing to go through that. Oliver Corbett, however, was a really good news. He didn't end up having as significant injury as maybe we thought he was going to have. And so he's actually been practicing this week, and there's a potential that he'll be out there Friday with us. So that was really good news and exciting that it wasn't as bad as maybe we anticipated it might be. But right now we're kind of still waiting on getting him rehab back and just see the severity of Quentin's injury.
As far as replacing Quentin up front, offense, defense, who gets that assignment?
You know, right now, and what we're going to move ahead with is Idos Klein is going to replace him at the right guard position. And Idos came in last week and did a really nice job. Idos is a junior and has
been fulfilling that backup role this year on the offensive line, has been playing a lot for us on defense this year. But he'll assume that position this week on the offensive line. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we've been rotating a lot of guys in there. You don't replace Quinton. But Trey Taylor will get in there and get the start at end, along with, you know, we'll rotate guys in there like Simon Garcia and Andrews Pokup. That's been starting all year, and so, you know, we'll just continue to rotate guys in there, but we feel confident, you know, that it's that next man up mentality. You never replace a guy like Quinton Terry, but the guys are going to rally around each other to go out there and play their best.
Take a break. We'll talk about Hastings, what the Tigers bring to the table. Coming up shortly on Kix 96.1.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Yeah.
No, I didn't actually.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Hot Tub Brokers in McCook is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. They invite you to stop in and see all the new hot tubs and make your yard into a vacation destination. Finance it available. Also, a large selection of chemicals and accessories at Hot Tub Brokers in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard.
We're here today with a man standing in very tall grass, scrubbing the side of his house with a toothbrush. Having fun, sir?
No, I'm not.
You know, DaVinci Motors in McCook can give you a great deal on steel lawn equipment, along with power washers that would do a dandy job on your house's siding.
Great. Can you take me to DaVinci's? My car is up on blocks.
They can give you a great deal on a car, too. It's not a deal until it's a DaVinci deal. DaVinci Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DaVinci Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware, open Monday through Friday 7 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
In this ever-changing financial world, there's one bank you can always count on. That's Horizon Bank. They make changing banks a breeze. Visit them at 312 West 1st Street, and their great team will help switch over all of your ACH, bill pay, and online banking services to Horizon Bank's easy-to-use products. They guarantee you will receive the greatest customer service possible from their staff. So what are you waiting for? Head on down to Horizon Bank. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Well, Coach, 3-2 Hastings coming to town. They are coming off a couple of back-to-back shellackings that they've done against other teams. 49 points in two straight games, give up 6 one game, 3 the other. Coach Shoemaker's got them playing pretty well, doesn't he?
He does, and they started off their season with a tough stretch. They had York week one, and York's a really good team. They're 4-1, and they lost to them by 3 points. Was really in control for most of the game, but York was able to generate some big plays at the end of the game against a really stout Hastings defense, which was a little unusual, and so they were able to pull out. That was a tough week one game between both of those guys, that York was able to come out on top, and then their second loss is to Bennington, and so that was a significant margin. But if you watch that game, they gave Bennington quite a bit as well. Bennington still who they are, but they did turn the ball over, Hastings did, and kind of gave up some plays that probably shouldn't have happened that they look back on. And so ultimately, those are their two losses, but they've also taken care of business against their other opponents. A similar opponent is Beatrice. They played them last week and beat them 49-7. So if you're kind of comparing teams that we've played, you know, as far as similarity, that's who they played last week. And they're just coming into the season, they got a lot of experience. They're very senior heavy. They run through the Sinek kid, Tucker Sinek, at quarterback. We remember his brother from a few years back. He's an accurate thrower of the ball, really manages their offense. They got some really good skill players. I don't know if it's quite what they had in 2020, which was their really big year, but they're really good. And so they do a really good job distributing the ball to them. And defensively, Hastings has always been really good on defense. They play a style of defense that really puts some pressure on you and put a lot of guys in the box. And so they haven't given up much this year on defense. It's just going to be a really good challenge. We knew that Hastings was going to be this type of team this year. And so it just builds up for a great game on Friday.
I know, talking to Coach Shoemaker, I asked comparison one brother to the next, and he said, hey, they're two different type of quarterbacks from what you saw back then and what you're seeing with the little brother now.
He is. I mean, the Sinek kid from a few years back was a little more stockier guy, great arm. They ran him a little bit more. The brother this year, the quarterback, Tucker, is more leaner, taller. They don't necessarily run him as much, but they can get him out on the move and throw in that type of capacity. And so that's what they've really done this year with him. But they also got some nice players at the skill positions, as I said, and then the cruel kid at tailback is a load. I mean, he's over 200 pounds, and so when they want to throw the ball, they're going to try to do it. And then also, they most definitely have the ability to run the ball.
All right, best luck. Should be a good one. Good crowd tonight. Weather's supposed to be ideal, and we'll talk after the game.
Yeah, thanks, Rich.
Head coach Joe Petroski talking Bison Hastings football. Back with more of the pregame starting lineups from Wyland Field next on Kicks 96.1.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric. Heating and cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Whether the temp's fourth and long or first and goal, total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Party Electric's foundation consists of efficient, reliable, and cost-effective electrical, heating, air conditioning, and indoor quality products from York. Party Electric, heating and cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook.
Rich Barnett, Bob Golke back here at Wyland Field. Lights are on here at Wyland Field. Got about nine, just about 10 minutes before kickoff. Did you catch the coin? I was watching, and then I looked away.
Yes, I was paying attention. Good. And it was Hastings did win the flip, deferred, and McCook will receive.
So we'll get the ball first.
They'll be looking, quote-unquote, into the sun. They'll be in the defending the east end zone, Hastings the west in this first quarter.
I tell you, that game last week at Gehring was something. I mean, it started off with, of course, the muff punt when they recovered from the end zone. You know, 7-0, right, and they hadn't run a play yet offensively. You know, when it was 21-10, McCook got the lead, I thought, okay, we're going to take off. But we did. Neither team had a lot of possessions that second half. And who would have thunk it? The Gunner Caps field goal late on the line, last drive for the Bison, would be the difference in the game. They would come down, score, but miss the extra point.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk
again,
it?
A great matchup there. Gehring, you know, that's their first loss of the season. So it's kind of nice to see, again, some competition out here in the western side of the state. And, yeah, I didn't get a chance to follow the game at all. But kind of picked up things the day after type of thing, and it had to be a heck of an experience. There was something you thought was kind of in the bag, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you look back on it, and just again, one simple field goal by Gunner Capps, there was a difference.
Let's get the starting lineups. First of all, for Hastings, their offense, we'll see them second. Then we'll see the Bison offense. Tucker Sinek, recognize that Sinek name. Jarrett Sinek was a quarterback a couple of years ago. 6'3", 160, and a senior. Look for Cooper Cole, number two. Their feature back, fullback, running back, whatever you want to call him. 5'10", 215, runs hard. Slot receiver, Brody Dreher. That Dreher name's been a lot of kids in Hastings High over the years. 5'10", 195 and a junior. The wide receivers, Broen Hartman, 5'10", 185. Keith and Krings, 6 foot 160. The tight end is Chance Burton, 6'2", 220. Offensive line up front, led by their senior center, Xander Lockling, 5'7", 195. The guards are Noah Trippia, 5'9", 175 and a senior. Jazor Trochez, 5'11", 250, the sophomore. The two tackles are Jared Kiker, 6 foot 195, and Brody Tinsman, 5'11", 195. For head coach Charlie Shoemaker. We'll see the Bison offense first out there, led by their junior quarterback Trenton Riley, 6'2", 155. And again, the junior Tristan Campbell, I think, is 140 yards away from the 1,000.
Yeah, stats I have updated here. He's had, he is at the 831-yard mark. So I guess 169 yards. Does that make
I knew it was somewhere around
and
there.
You know what? If he gets 169 yards tonight, I think there's a very good chance the Bison are going to be winning.
Exactly right. The guy's getting 25, 30 carries a game, and Coach Petroski is not afraid to do it.
Absolutely. No, again, going to go with your best weapons.
The rest of Bison offense, we'll see Miles Pullman. Again, Miles is coming back little by little off the injury. He'll be at one wideout. We'll see Ethan Schmidt out there as well. Tripp Raleigh's got a lot of playing time. Alex Landry, the guy, the number wide receivers can go to. The H-back is Gabe Roberts, 6'1", 205. You know, the tight end is Andrew Pokup, 6'4", 210. Up front, Trey Tiller, the junior center, number 55, 6'1", 215. The guards, Davian Hansen, 6'5", 215. And Idos Klein is getting the start. Quentin Terry's out for a couple of weeks. Gosh, we hope we get him back in a couple of weeks, not the injury. Boy, it didn't look good last week, but maybe there's some hope.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, tough to lose him for sure.
Idos is a big young man. I mean, that kid is not light. Number 78, 6'3", 295. The tackles are Simon Garcia, number 64, junior, 6 foot 205. Beckett Heskett, 6'1", 230, and a senior. For, once again, head coach Joe Petroski, of course, assistant coach Matt Berry will call the plays. Again, Bison with three of the last four at home in the friendly confines of Wyland Field, which is good to see. We'll talk Bison volleyball throughout the night, Bob. McCook went up Twin Cities Invite, and they lost the first set against Sydney, but came back and won the next two. That's a big win for them.
That is a big win. Sydney's a pretty solid Class B team out there. They're in contention for that sub-district that's going to be out west. So, yeah, that's just an absolutely nice start for the Lady Bison and Scott's Bluff.
We'll talk a little Bison softball and plug that sub-district throughout the night. That's a Monday at the JC Sports Complex. Coach Easton Gillen and his kids, congrats. Big win last night. Win number 23 to come from behind win against St. Cecilia. Back with the kickoff. It's McCook and Hastings High School, and we will get to that. Come on up here shortly. Kicks 96.1.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
You can rely on the staff at Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments to provide professional support and guidance to help you during your time of need. We proudly serve Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through funeral service, cremation, pre-need, and monuments. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument of McCook.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd.
Wagner Ford pregame continues. We will get our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel going up here soon. Carl's working ferociously over here. We had a few those technical glitches. Electronics just sometimes just don't want to agree with you, which is really irritating, to say the least. But he's going to get that baby going here shortly. Once again here at for the McCook and also Hastings High. Big district game. Bison are 1-0. And you win your district games, you'll win your district, and you're going to make the playoffs.
Exactly right. Yeah, and again, district games the rest of the way out, I think, other than Ogallala, who's a C1 team. But again, yeah, Bison have the opportunity to take care of business. And again, here at Wyland Field as well, with three of those last four at home. So Scotts Bluff, obviously the test looming, but again, don't want to overlook anybody going into that.
Had a chance to say hi to our very good friend, longtime friend, Charles Ferguson. Charles down here is a freshman coach at Hastings High, and of course the son of our very, very good friends and Carrie and Jerry Ferguson. And Carrie was our news director at KICX back in the 90s. Did a great job, miss him dearly, and he and Jerry, of course, still up in the Kimball area, and they're going to be here. Apparently, they got a freshman game. Charles going to coach his freshman here Thursday at Wyland Field. Mom and Dad going to make the – why Mom and Dad didn't make the trip tonight is beyond me on a Friday night.
Let's hope they're not listening, but you'll get a chance to see him there, it sounds like, next Thursday for sure. So, yeah, that'll be very interesting. And, again, I don't have a lot of recollection of Kerry because he was kind of when I was first starting to help you out there a little bit. But, yeah, kind of fun to see all of a sudden. Why do all these people seem to keep growing up, Rich? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my gosh.
They're getting older, and
yeah,
so are we.
Exactly right. Here we go. Ready for football on Kicks 96.1. It will be Chance Verton to kick this thing off. We'll see Tristan Campbell and Ethan Schmidt back deep once again here at Wyland Field for the Bison.
You wonder if Hastings has anything interesting for kickoffs here. I'm assuming that they're a little bit afraid of Mr. Campbell back there. And again, Ethan Schmidt is a serious threat as well. So see if they do anything a little interesting. Maybe pop it in the middle there or something.
Good. And we see the Bison reverse every now and then as well. So somebody let the balloons go early. Way up there.
Oh, my.
A long ways early.
Maybe it's a sign.
That might be.
Kickoff return for a touchdown?
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. No question about it. Ready for football as Verton, the lefty, will kick this thing away. It's going to be a squib kick taken by one of the up man. It's going to be Oliver Corbin. Yes, Oliver did not. No, no, it's not Oliver. That's number two from McCook. That's Josiah Wilkinson.
Josiah Wilkinson, yeah.
Exactly right. Josiah picks it up on a hop and once again returns it for a couple of yards to about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, not sure if that was exactly the best kickoff Hastings was looking for, but I think apparently they also were trying to avoid the two deeps of McCook. So, again, nice field position for the Bison, and let's see what they can do on their first possession.
31-yard line once again from McCook. We'll see Trent Riley, the junior, out to bring the Bison offense. And of course, Trey Tiller, that junior center. See what the Bison offense can do. Ethan Schmidt, the wide out to the far side of the field. Miles Pullman. Miles' hand looks back to normal. It's regular gloves. It's not taped up really heavy like it has the last couple of weeks. Lee Davidson is in the backfield along with Tristan Campbell. And they will, a little cross-buck action. Tristan Campbell trying to get the edge, cuts it back inside. Dives in about 35, 36-yard line. Picked up about 4 yards in the play and brings up second at about six.
Yeah, Chance Verton on the tackle there for Hastings. Boy, just a kind of a one-handed. If he gets by him, he's probably got 5-8 more yards there. So, again, yeah, just kind of a little, I call that play the old cross buck.
Yeah.
Where you had the back switch places there and stuff. But, yeah, good possession on first down.
Ball on the far side hash, second and six, 36-yard line. Three wide look, Trent Riley, Lee Davidson to his left, and run a little jet sweep action here near his side. Campbell's got some room, nice job coming back that time. The defender was on the receiver that time. Pullman came back for help defense that time, and Cade Satterley, nice tackle, but he's got a couple of yards short of the first down by about a yard.
He was engaged with Miles Pullman on the edge there, and it looked like he was going to get pushed out of the play, but he just kind of made a quick move back on the inside there, beat the block of Miles Pullman, and it made a really nice tackle to keep it to only about a two-yard gain there. So big third down early in the game here.
Bison have third and about three at about their own 39-yard line. Split back look. I haven't seen this all year. Split backs. Going to run a little midline option. Campbell, 45, 46-yard line. Coach Petroski brings a little wrinkle. Not like we haven't seen that over the years from a cook, but I have yet to see split back all year.
Yeah, no, again, potentially a touchdown-saving tackle by Cooper Cole there. Again, just that we're straight up the middle there, but excellent blocking by the Bison. And again, you know how coaches, they kind of want to just give a team something different to look at every week, and they kind of build throughout the course of the season. So big first down for McCook.
Bison come out three wide, twins far side. Tristan Campbell, the wide out left side. Davidson's to the right of Riley on first and 10 at the 46. Hastings rushing three, dropping eight. Run a little option, toss pitch, Campbell. Oh, boy, nice job by the Miles Pullman. Didn't get his blocker on the far side. That corner came from the far side and blew that thing up, and it's a loss. It's a big-time loss.
Yeah, really good pursuit by Hastings there. Chase Verton, again, coming from the backside there. But, yeah, Tristan had to beat two different tacklers out there in the flat. So, again, big loss for the Bison there. And, again, good pitch there by Riley. He had nowhere to go himself. But, that was a big stick there on the end, though, too.
Back here, Wineland Field, second 18, lots of 8 in the play. Shotgun set for Riley. Ball on the far side hash. Three wide look. Play action. Roll in pocket with pressure on the flat. Complete. 45, 46, 47-yard line. And that was 45. Gabe Roberts, the H-back, out on the flat that time. Got a nice chunk of it back. This is going to bring up a third. Third about 8 right here.
Yeah, again, kind of split the difference there. Get half of it last time and try to get the other half this time. Interesting formation on that one, Rich. Tristan Campbell lined up wide out to the left, and basically it was just kind of a streak down the field there, maybe just trying to be a little bit of a distraction.
Third and 8, 8:47 left in the quarter. Riley will roll the pocket out. Looking right, looking downfield. Pass complete, 40-yard line. First down, 35, 30, and down to about the 26. And Alex Landry for a huge gain. And the Bison in business again.
Boy, wide open there. Just kind of found the empty spot in the zone there and sat down. And again, boy, Trent Riley right on the button there with that pass. So, again, really nice pickup by the Bison. And, again, after that setback of that 8-yard loss there, they've really come back with a couple of really nice offensive plays. So on the move now inside the 30 of Hastings.
8:24 left. Split back look on first and 10, 27-yard line. Receivers both sides. Schmidt and also on the Pullman, the far side. With an option near side, Lee Davidson across the 25, 24-yard line. And a gain of a couple. And brings up second down.
Yeah, again, just right up the middle there. Nothing fancy about that. Just letting the Bison line take charge there. And again, Hastings, very similar in a way. It looks like the last game I had done was against Aurora that second week of the season. And Hastings looks very familiar or similar to Aurora as far as size goes and just kind of the way that they attack the Bison offense.
Second and six, 7:46 left in the opening quarter. Campbell split out wide right. Got two end receivers near side, Landry and also Pullman. Shotgun set for Trent Riley. No score. Fake the give. Trent tried to get a run. Boy, that corner came up again. Trent got away. Nice scramble that time. Got a couple of yards. Miles Pullman's having some issues with his corner getting that block. He's coming back every time, and we did get past him a little bit, bring up third and about five.
Yeah, again, really made something out of nothing out there. And again, play just takes a little bit longer to develop. You're doing the fake to the fullback up the middle, and then you're kind of rolling out to the side there. So again, it's tough to hold a block that long, though.
7 minute mark left in the opening quarter. No score. Twin receivers got trips far side. Campbell, Schmidt, and also Pullman split to the far side. Ball on the near side hash on third and five, 22 yard line. Riley shotgun set, looking to throw just over the defender that time. Schmidt, right at the marker, Bob. He is awfully, I think he's short, going to be a short by about a yard, maybe a half yard, not much.
Yeah, again, just a quick one step, you know, after getting the snap, and then it fired it right out there. Schmidt just basically went to the first down marker and turned around. So, again, they're going to go ahead and say it's fourth down, and I'm sure Bison are going to be going for this one.
Yeah, it's four down territory, I would think, right here.
And again, this drive started at the McCook's own 32-yard line.
Power set, extra in the backfield. Campbell, first down with the extra back in there. Got away, down to the 10, down about the 5, and he's pushed out of bounds about the 4-yard line.
Great second effort by Tristan Campbell there. And again, just kind of a handoff to the right side of the line, slid out there, found the gap. Actually thought he was down at one point. And again, all of a sudden, next thing you know, you see him pop out there, get the rest of the yardage. So Bison now inside the 5-yard line, looking to take the first score of the game.
So McCook, I bet they stay with his power set. Bet you money, they'll bring extra in the backfield. Extra people, yep, McCorkle. I know, it's Kellen in there, yep. The two tight ends set once again on first and goal from the 5-yard line. Riley under center, extra people up front for Hastings. It's going to be Callan McCorkle to about maybe the 1-yard line. Gain of 4, needed 5, brings up second and 1.
Yeah, again, Bison line just doing their job down there. Don't have to make a lot of room. Just hold those blocks long enough to let the running back get through there.
We have the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. That was my fault. Carl's going to kill me for resetting everything, and I probably shouldn't have. Because it takes too much time. Second and goal from the about the 1. Power set once again for McCook. Roberts, McCorkle, and Campbell. Riley, Tristan Campbell met. Second effort. Did he get in? I think he got in. Yep. Touchdown, McCook, from a yard out. Horizon make touchdown number 1. Once again from McCook in this opening quarter.
Yeah, just that last kind of flop there at the 1. They just couldn't wrap him up and keep him out. So Tristan Campbell, balloons are in the air across McCook City.
Oh, they did. That's okay. I saw a few, but I was wondering where they were, the rest of them were at. Gunner caps for the extra points.
Boy, really impressive drive, Rich. Almost 7 minutes off the clock. 68-yard drive for the Bison.
Trip Riley to hold it. Snap good. Kick's going to be on the way. I think it pushed it right. He did. Pushed it right. It's 6-0 on the horizon. Make touchdown by Tristan Campbell. Back after the break. It's Bison football. Kicks 96.1.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Yeah.
No, I didn't actually...
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Rich and Bob and Carl, man in the Kix 96 on YouTube channel tonight. 6-0 Bison on a 1-yard touchdown run by Tristan Campbell. Missed that extra point. Hopefully that's something that doesn't come back to bite McCook.
We were just talking about, again, just the difference in the game last week. But, again, way too early to concern ourselves with things like that. I'm just impressed with the opening drive by the Bison there. Just Trent Riley, I think 2-for-2 passing wise.
Right.
If 2-for-2 or 3-for-3, didn't have any incompletions. And again, just one negative play for the Bison on that first down play where they lost 8 yards, but made that up in the next two plays easily.
Gunner Caps will kick this thing off. We got two deep once again for Hastings, including Tucker. Nope, not Senna. He's not the back there. Got a return to the far side, 15-20, trying to go upfield. The Bison, nice job getting down there. Hurry. Lee Davidson off the return that time for Hastings by 18. Brennan Chris did go a long way. It's going to be first and 10 Hastings at about just outside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, again, nice kickoff, nice coverage by the Bison there. And again, this will be very interesting. McCook, a lot of success on that first opening drive. And again, the key here might be just, again, that Bison defense now.
5:15 opening first quarter. Score updates all night long. Brought to you by our friends over at MMB Bank.
Get in, little buddy.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Got three wide set. Tucker Senek there. And look for Cooper Cole. He had 195-pound fullback in there. Got a motion man. Fake the jet sweep. Play action. Senek will throw. Tip pass and incomplete. Tip pass line of scrimmage to Andrew Pokup, 88. I think the defensive end, who's 6'4", got his hands on it. And incomplete pass brings up 2nd and 10.
Exactly right. And a really nice play by Ty Junker there, Rich. Once that ball is tipped, it's free for everybody. And he basically tackled the Hastings receiver trying to get back to get the ball. So, again, smart play by him. That's not pass interference when that ball's been tipped.
Yeah, it was. Andrew Pokup got his hands straight up. Hastings comes out three wide again, slot receiver near side, and Senek's going to throw again, a little bubble pass here near side, complete, 25, about the 29, gain of 8 that time, quick hitter outside to Broen Hartman from Tucker Senek. It'll bring up 3rd and short right here.
Yeah, really not much of a pass there, but again, just kind of in the open spot there between the defenders of the Bison defense. So again, big 3rd down here, Hastings a little over 2 yards, I'd say.
Hastings comes out to spread him out to 4 wide sets. One step back to the left of Senek. Bison rushing 3, dropping 8. Out in the flat, going to be complete. Man, met right there, boy. Cole pulled up with the Bison defender. Just too big. Alex Landry did his best out there, Bob. But Cooper Cole says, get out of my way. And gained a few more yards, got the first down.
Well, yeah, he is a stout running back for sure. And, again, really nice, you know, positioning by Alex Landry. But, again, Cole got those shoulders lower and kind of was able to move him out of the way. Just could not wrap up the legs there. So, again, big first down for Hastings there on the move.
Our Kix 96.1 YouTube channel, folks, is on. It is on. I know we are having some issues earlier. I'm getting a few text messages. It is on. I'm watching it right now. Cole, between the tackles, not much. It's almost a guy you got to gang tackle a little bit in more ways than one. They're going to give him past the 35 to 36 game. About 3 yards, bring up 2nd and 7.
Yeah, again, massive humanity, as they say, in the middle of the line. There, Callum McCorkle, Trey Tiller in there trying to, but again, you know, just the body lean basically for him got him a couple extra yards there.
Spencer Steinbeck got the big fella in there at the nose. So Trey Tiller one side, Andrew Pokum on the other side. Tiller getting the start, of course, this week for Quentin Terry's out with the injury. A little bunch set far side, one receiver on the near side, and Senek will throw on 2nd and 7 out in the flat again. It's complete for a few yards that time out in the flat. Rowan Hartman catches his 2nd pass, wrestled down just shy of the 40-yard line, going to bring up 3rd and about 3 yards to go for that 1st down.
Yeah, nice tackle by Davian Hanson there to keep the gain to minimal amount there. And that's what these last couple passes are, just kind of floating somebody out there. Just can't, the passes can't be any more than 5 yards long just to get to the receiver, but counting on them to make some moves.
Hartman, the receiver near side, to get that, got that bunch set on the left side. Chance Verton. Cole to the right of Senek's going to throw again. 3rd and 3. Down the field, pass wide open. It's complete, 45-40. 35 and 30-yard line. And a little tight end drag down the seam that time. Bobby was wide. open downfield, extra yardage as well, and Hastings moves the chains.
Yeah, again, boy, that just looked like, again, receivers out in the area, they kind of had one short, medium, and long, and the medium receiver was just uncovered there. Tristan Campbell had to chase him down to make the tackle. So, again, I guess turnabout's fair play. Hastings now on the move against McCook again.
That was Chance Burton on the receiving end that time. Hastings come out four wide. They'll go trips right on first and 10. Cooper Cole want to go inside, outside, now back inside, inside the 20, to about, or inside the 30 to about the 29. Picked up 3 yards on the play and brings up second and 7.
Yeah, again, Davian Hansen in the middle of that there. And also Andrew Polk up there on the line. But, again, it's like I said, very, kind of like mirror images, just kind of watching Hastings, just trying to kind of grind it out. Maybe we'll pass a little bit more. They'll probably pass a little more than McCook, I would think, over the course of with the senior quarterback. But, again, got to try and get a stop here.
Ball on the far side hash. The receiver got twins far side, got four wide look again. Senek shotgun set, rolls pocket out to the right. Good protection downfield, going for the bomb. Got a receiver just off his fingertips. That was Burton that time, who got behind Tristan Campbell a little bit. Bob got a flag back here at about the line of scrimmage. This might actually be on line of scrimmage, might be a hold.
Yeah, it looks like kind of in the offensive backfield there. And again, boy, that, yeah, Tristan Campbell had Burton get a step or two behind him there. Boy, that's a nice thrown ball by Sinek as well there, but yeah, just a little bit too far out of his reach.
I don't know. I'm trying to see what the official said. It's against Hastings. At first, the Hastings player was pointing McCook's way, and I thought, well, it's against the Bison, but no, it's going to be against the Tigers.
And it's a 10-yarder.
It's a hold, yeah. Yep.
So
exactly right. So mark it back at about the 38-yard line, bring up second down over second, and not quite 20 to go for the first down. 6-0 Bison lead. We're counting down the two-minute mark. First quarter, the Bison scoring their first drive on a Tristan Campbell one-yard run. Fake the jet sweep. Sinek's going to roll the pocket out. Pressure comes late. Looking for the bomb again. And overthrow the receiver downfield. That was Rowan Hartman matching up against Ethan Schmitz. Bison had a few more guys in his face that time. But, boy, he's got an arm.
He does. That ball, I mean, it was a perfect spiral all the way down there. And, again, just a little bit overthrown there. Better coverage that time by Ethan Schmitz. He was close. And, again, you're right, Rich. The key was Bison got to get a little more pressure on him to kind of make those decisions go a little quicker for him.
So it's 3rd and 16. What's Hastings do on 3rd and long situation right here? Maybe not get half of it now and try half of it on a 4th down play. Be too long, too long for a field goal. Sinek's been working out of the gun all night long, all this first quarter. 3 wide set once again. Got a little H-back in their right side. Middle screen set up, and the bite. Nice job. Trey Tiller stayed at home to about the 30-yard line. Picked up 8 in the yard, so he got 8.
Exactly.
On 4th and 8, did they go for it and try to get the rest? Right.
Their kickoff player was not real impressive there. I don't know if they have any kind of field goal kicker, but it looks like they're going to be staying out there. This is kind of no man's land. They don't want to give the Bison the ball back on the 30, but they also, I mean, again, punting it is virtually, you're not going to get that many yards off of that either.
Coach Shoemaker's going to burn, so he's got the play clock. He's thinking about it. He's still thinking about it. He's got his offensive guy sitting over there, and he's walking toward the official, maybe going to burn a timeout. Coming up on 2 minutes left, 6-0 Bison lead. It's 4th and 8 for Hastings. And now he'll burn that first of 3 timeouts. It's going to be 4th and 8. We come back. Bison football, Kicks 96.1.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Back here at Wyland Field, Rich Barnett, Bob Golke, Carl Riemann, man in the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel once again tonight. Thanks to all of our great sponsors helping us out, radio and also YouTube coverage on the radio. Hot Tub Brokers, also Devaney Motors, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, Runza, DNS Hardware, Decatur Health, and Horizon Bank. 4th and 8, Bob. They burned the first time out to think about it and going to come out and go for it.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, and again, I would assume this is going to be a pass play, so it'll be really paramount for the Bison to get some pressure there on Sinek. But again, this will be a great stop.
Three wide look, Twins right, and actually four wide as Vertens in the slot far side. Cole to the left to Cynic. Bison rushing three, dropping eight. Cynic, three-step drop, rolls the pocket out, looking. Whole low throw, complete 20-yard line. And he just got the first down, Bob. I think it's the markers right at the 20, and they're going to spot it right at the 20. Did he get it up?
Yep.
They he did get it up.
Yep, they did. But, boy, that was, again, that was another pass right on the money, right in the breadbasket of the receiver there. And, again, all he had to do was kind of pivot. And, again, that's you got to give him credit. That was it went to the first down marker, basically turned around and waited for the ball and then fell across for the first down.
So Hastings moves the chains on a fourth down play with a minute 41 left first quarter. 6-0 Bison. Bison trying to go 5-1. Got some other Class B action. Can't wait. I know Gary and Scott's Bluff doesn't kick off to the top of the hour, but I can't wait to see what the score, how that goes tonight. Go Cooper Cole inside, give. And again, a battering ram inside the 15, about the 14. He picked up 6 yards in the play. And it can bring up 2nd and 4.
Yeah, boy, he is one tough runner there up the middle there. Took 4 Bison to basically stop his momentum. And again, that's just right up the gut.
215-pound fullback coming at you, and McCook has not stopped him very much in this first quarter. Got some other area games. Had some area games last night. A lot of teams, you know, Hitchcock, Dundee played last night. Cambridge played last night. Maywood Hayes Center. So Southwest played last night. So this is kind of the only game, one of the only games in the area.
Yeah, again, yeah, Thursday was a bonus night for Southwest Nebraska football.
Twin receivers, the far side to the left. Creighton, side low, one of them to the far side. Slot receiver is Hayden Shoemaker. to kick this thing off here.
Well, yeah, his opening kickoff, I guess it must have been by design because his extra point, boy, he knocked that thing through by 30. See if they kick to Campbell and Schmidt again, or avoid Campbell and Schmidt again.
Kick by Burton to go far side. It's going to be Schmidt at about the 5, 10, Ethan, 15, 20, good room, 25, good return, Ethan Schmidt to the 35-yard line that time, Bob.
Yeah, nice blocking by the Bison there. Just really kind of went in that alley between the numbers and the sideline there. And again, boy, he's only one or two tacklers away from really breaking a big one. But again, good field position for the Bison, but I do see a yellow handkerchief out there, and it looks like a little hold on the Bison there on the return, so that will negate a really nice return by Ethan Schmidt.
7-6, Bison with in the trailing for second time in the we trailed last week, a little bit of time against Gary, trailing tonight. Hastings has scored 49 points the last two contests and blowouts. Penalty on the play on the kickoff is going to negate that long run and back him up at about the inside the 10.
Yeah, a little trouble with the block or else a hold there by the Bison. So now, again, starting on their own 10-yard line instead of about the 32.
Just in a waste second quarter here from Weiland Field. Split back look with Davidson and also with Tristan Campbell. Riley under center. A little midline option. Lee Davidson, big hole down to 15 on the 20, on the 22-yard line. 12-yard gain. Run that fullback. Lee getting a lot of offensive time early. They've gone more of a first time we've gone to a two-back set and throughout the entire year. Gone away from that shotgun and Campbell the lone step back. Got a little bit different look this week.
Yeah, and that was just a dive to the left there. And again, really nice running room. Touchdown saving tackles by Hastings there. Brody Dreher on the tackle on that one.
First and 10, 22-yard line. Bison moving the chains. Split back look once again. Run that midline. It's going to be Tristan Campbell down to across the 25 to the 30-yard line. Picked up a good 9 yards, close to 9 on the play. And brings up second and 1.
Yeah.
I've not mentioned our great chain gang. Mr. T.J. Wimmer's down there. As always.
He's in charge of the numbers. Clint Coleman, one of the posts.
Sexy legs down there, I tell you. Holy smokes. And look at the hairdo. I mean, can you get a better hairdo than what TJ's got tonight?
I'm surprised you can keep track of those numbers like that, though.
First and 10, McCook will come out. Twins to the left, or to the right, one far the side of the field. As back to shotgun sets. And inside give Lee Davidson for a couple of yards on that left side, close to 35-yard line. Picked up still 3-4 yards in the play. And brings up second at about 6.
Yeah, really like seeing those two plays with Trent Riley underneath center there. Just really quick hitters by both Campbell and Davidson there on those first two plays prior to this one.
Early second quarter once again from Weiland Field. Bison looking for win number 5 of the season, 4-1. 3-2 Hastings, are 2 losses early. The first game against York by 3 and then 42-7 at, of course, Class B number 1 Bennington. 3 wide again. Senek will throw, looking left, looking right, I should say. Boy, tried to throw it through a small hole that time, a small window, Miles Coleman, incomplete, brings up third down.
Yeah, 3 Hastings players kind of around him. They were looking at each other like, I don't think we're all supposed to be here type of thing. But, yeah, that just this little disjointed on that particular play. So, yeah, again, big third down. Neither team obviously has had to punt so far, Rich, with their possessions. So, again, Bison trying to keep this thing going.
So a big third down once again for the Bison offense, or Bison offense stay on the field. Nobody's punted yet in this first half. 7-6 ball game. Davidson to the right of Riley. Motion managed Tristan Campbell. Cynic rolls the pocket out, looking for Campbell. Not in the flat, going to tuck it and run. Trying to get that first down yard. Got it. First down and a little bit more. Down to about the 45-yard line. Nice. A little shifty move by Trenton Ryland that time. Got a couple of blocks out here by his receivers. Got the necessary yardage for a first down.
Yeah, again, boy, just kind of had happy feet there. Just was able to kind of tiptoe and use some Bison blockers there. Big pickup by Trent Riley there. Nobody was really open downfield that he could find. Tristan Campbell was just going to kind of hang out in the flat. But, again, Hastings had good coverage on that play.
So they move the chains on a big third down conversion that time. Bison on the move, trailing 7-6. Score updates brought to you by MMB Bank.
Boom shakalaka.
Ball in the near side hash. Fake the give inside to Davidson. Going to run the option far side. Boy, late pitch to Campbell that time. 45, midfield, not midfield. Very dangerous pitch that time. Trenton let the defender fly by. Then he pitched it.
Exactly right. Actually, kind of a slick move there and a good solid pickup of 5 yards there. And, again, good decision-making on his part because he pitches that ball that time. That thing might have been kind of either tapped or could have been live football. So, again, nice pickup by Tristan Campbell.
SEM leads Wanita Palisade after one quarter. 14-6. SEM's number one team. Defending champ and six-man. Number one team. And Wapaw playing them tough in the home field.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see out there.
Coach Frex, Coach Geyer got a game plan tonight. It's working so far. Split backs once again for the Bison as H-back Roberts switches from right to left. Two wideouts both sides. And the give inside for a couple of yards. Maybe picked up. And they're in Hastings territory. Gabe Roberts got the carry. Was that Roberts or Davidson?
That was Davidson on that carry.
He's going to be short of the first down by a couple of yards. Bring up third and three. So another big third down. They got the third down last time on a Trent Riley nice run. We'll see what Coach Berry has in mind on this third down. 8:52 left first quarter. Hastings up by 176. Three wide look, twin receivers left. They got Tristan Campbell split to the far side. More of a receiver tonight, to be honest with you. Lee Davidson in the backfield. Riley's going to throw. Pressure from behind. They sacked him back at the 47-yard line. And McCook's got to punt this ball away for the first time.
Yeah, tough sack there again. Nobody really open. Miles Pullman was covered well on that particular play. And again, just would have liked to maybe seen him run. Then Bison might have had an option on fourth down where they want to go for it, but certainly can't do it now. So again, first punt of the game coming up.
Punting situation, Davian Hansen is back there to kick. Miles Pullman started the year as a starter, but he got hurt. I thought he'd come back, but apparently Davian's won the job. Back in his own 32-yard line, one single safety back. It's going to be end-over-end kick. Takes a McCook bounce a little bit, then kind of pop back the other way. It was down by McCook at about the 25-yard line, first and 10 Hastings.
Yeah, didn't really get a lot of altitude on that kick there. I'm sure he didn't hit it the way that he wanted to. So, again, pressure defensive stand there on third down by Hastings. And now we'll see if the Bison now need to return the favor and stop them on a drive.
So the Bison defense got to get stout here. 7:54 left in the second quarter here from Wyland Field. A 7-6 Hastings lead. We'll see Tucker Sinek back running this offense. Been slinging it around that first quarter here, early second quarter as well. Receivers both sides got three wide set. Bison rushing three. And he's got an H-back in there. I don't think that's Cooper Claw. It's a different back in there. And that's Cade Satterley who's back there instead of Cole. On first and 10, out in the flat, completes. 27, got away, 30, 35. Nice little catch and run that time by Keith and Krings for Hastings. And I tell you, we're not tackling right now at initial contact. They're getting let away, and they're getting extra yardage.
Yeah, and again, these passes are not, it's not like they're, you know, 10 and 15 yards downfield. They're just kind of these little flares off to the side, and they're frankly just hoping guys can break some tackles, and that's kind of what's been happening.
First and 10, Hastings moves the chains again, trailing up one against McCook, 7-6, three wide set once again. Inside give, they'll give, and nowhere to go right between the tackles, the guards that time.
Yeah, that was Satterley on that call.
That was not Cooper Cole that time. That was Kate Satterley, and it's going to be a gain of two. We'll bring up second and eight.
Yeah, Callum McCorkle on the tackle there, and again, Bison stiffening up a little more in the defensive line on that particular play.
Maybe giving Cole a little break here. Both sides. Well, actually, he's right down here in front of us getting looked at and getting a little
blood maybe.
Yeah,
they're
on the left arm.
Just washing off.
Yep,
elbow.
Exactly. Yep. Little tape job, four wide look, ball on the near side hash, second and eight. As Sinek will throw, receiver open near side, complete to about the 45, 46-yard line. He picked up 6 yards in the play. It's not a deep route. You're going up 5 yards, spin it around. The quarterback hits you. It's bring up third and short.
Yeah, it's going to be third and one here. And again, I'm sure Cole, I think, is going to enter the game here again. But again, God, boy, this would be a big stop if the Bison could get it.
Third and short. At the Hastings 46-yard line. Second quarter. Hastings on the move again, forcing a Bison punt on the last series for the Bison. Four wide luck. Bison almost jumped. Poke up got back in time. No contact. Hastings plenty of time on the shot clock. The play clock down to nine.
Basketball coming.
I know it's cynical throw looking right. Pat's going to be off his fingertips. Incomplete. Burton, the receiver on the far side, Ethan Schmidt up for coverage. We're fourth and one. Charlie Shoemaker got a decision, and I don't think it's much of a decision. Fourth and one, he's going to punch.
Boy, that was a good break for the Bison. There was one of the probably the worst passes Seneca's thrown all night. Definitely sailed high there. So, again, Bison got the job done there. Got to be wary of a little fake here, possibly. Is that in the makings?
You never know.
Yeah, it's only a yard.
Bison put too deep, so... they've got nine up there at the line of scrimmage. And
Burton, the punter, as well.
And we have whistles, flags. Maybe that's, hopefully McCook's not offsides. Because if they are, that's going to give him a first down.
It's a nice punt, by the way, by Burton.
Not bad. Hopefully it's a false start. It is a false start against the offense.
Okay, so that's just, put him back five more.
Again, Bison volleyball team won their opener against Sydney in three out of the Twin Cities invites. And Ogallala wins the first set, 25-13.
Very good Ogallala squad.
No question about it. This would be the second time McCook's played Ogallala playing at home this year.
Exactly.
Indians have come on.
Yeah, they've got some really nice players, and I don't think they have a seniors. On the team.
They're young. Burton's going to run it on a fake. Can he get there? Bison trying to... and he dives for the first down. You called it, Bob. Burton that time, like he was going to punt, took off. He had a ways to go for that first down. And Trip Riley tried to dive and take his leg, but he dove over him that time, and he got enough for the first down. How about that?
He's a big body, and again, you just kind of wondered. I mean, they seemed awfully quick to run their punt team on there when it was just that fourth and one, no hesitation. So they might have been talking about that on the sidelines before the situation even arose, but doggone it, we had them stopped there.
5:57 left. It's a fake punt. Hastings converts on fourth and one, first and 10 of their own 48-yard line. Bison rush in three. Four wide look again. Senek shotgun. Senek. Cooper Cole back in there at left side. Yes, he is. Senek looking for the deep ball. He overthrew his receiver by a couple of yards. Actually, he caught up in a hurry. Keith and Krings has been throwing the deep ball a lot. And Trip Riley back on coverage. Bring up second and 10.
Yeah, definitely trying to stretch the defense there. That was a one-man route. And again, it was going to be basically the fly down the left sideline there. Boy, that ball, again, really nice tight spiral on it. But again, just out of the reach.
So we'll bring up second and 10. Come out four wide. They're going to keep with this formation. It's worked for him a few times this opening first half. Second and 10, the 48-yard line. Got a motion far side. Jet sweep action. Bison got to seal it off and gave up a yard. But nice job coming and flying in there was Tristan Campbell from the secondary. Kind of read it well. Picked up 1 yard. We'll take that.
Wow, was that a nice tackle. I mean, kind of a full-out dive there. Just wrapped up the legs and looked like that might go for a couple of yards. But all of a sudden, just saw the player just going down on the ground. So, again, big stop by the Bison there.
So it's third and nine. McCook hopefully going to stop here. Get the ball back with all three timeouts left. Trailing 7-6 here in this opening first half. Cynic will roll the pocket to his left. Still rolling toward the sideline. Complete. And just, I think, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, a yard past the marker. I think he got a first down. He needed 9 and got 10.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, is that pass on the money. And again, Bison on a zone had three players over there. And again, Cynic was able to get it over the arms of Oliver Corbett. And again, these receivers know where the first down markers are.
So the move, the chains, then the big play again on first and 10. Airing the ball at 41-yard line from McCook. 4:55 left on the move. Trips right, one receiver to the left side, and Seneca inside. This time Satterley again for about three to about the 38-yard line. Poke up in there along with Gage Roberts as well. Gabe Roberts as well. Bring up second and 8. Second and 7.
Yeah, again, I really continue to be impressed by Cynic and this passing offense by Hastings. They've just been able to convert. You know, I think back to that Aurora game that I did, Rich. You know, Shireman came in here that night, and he was supposed to be. And Cynic has just been absolutely lights out dynamite tonight so far.
Trips right, one receiver left side once again on second and 8. Rolls a pocket out, slings it, complete. And just past the mark, about the 29-yard line. He got us 9 yards on the play, and they are finding holes. The receivers planting themselves, and the quarterback's finding them.
Well, and again, lately here, now that was a little bit of a rollout to the right side, but again, not enough pressure by the Bison defense. So I think Coach Ratazzi's going to have to send a couple more players here because he's just having too easy of a time to set up, and he is just throwing some darts out there.
First and 10 for Hastings, moving this drive. Of course, the big fourth and one conversion on a fake punt kept that drive going. Ball on the far side hash to the Bison 29. He'll throw again. Sinek puts pressure, hit the last second, and receiver has it for a touchdown. Downfield, Bob, Keith and Krings again.
Yep. Senior there. Boy, that... Again, what can you say? The pass was right on the money there. Ty Junker seemed like he had pretty good coverage there, but again, the ball was out in front, and again, no way for him to deflect the pass. So Hastings had two possessions, two scores.
And Hastings, nice shot by Sinek. He held his ground because he knew he was going to get popped, but he standing his ground in the pocket that time, threw a great ball that time. Burton on for the extra point to make it the 13-6 Hastings lead. And the kick's on the way. Boy, he's got a heck of an arm. That might go over the score. Hit the scoreboard. It's 14-6. Back with the kickoff next. Bison football. Kicks 96-1.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers.
Hot Tub Brokers in McCook is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. They invite you to stop in and see all the new hot tubs and make your yard into a vacation destination. Finance and available. Also, a large selection of chemicals and accessories at Hot Tub Brokers in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard.
We're here standing in the lot of Devinny Motors with a man who's looking for a new car.
Oh, I just love Coach Devinny.
No, Devinny, not Devinny.
Oh, Devinny.
Yes. And here at Devinny Motors, sir, you'll find a great deal of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram with a nice pre-owned selection, too. Financing available. So remember, it's not a deal unless it's a Devinny deal.
Not Devinny?
No.
No.
Devinny Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. Devinny Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge.com.
Rich and Bob and Carl back here at Wyland Field. Bison are facing an offense tonight. Bob and Hastings, boy, throwing the ball around. Not really running it a few times. Boy, Sinek, whether he pressured or not, still finding people. And two touchdown passes here in the first half.
Yeah, this is kind of a slice and dice type offense right now. Again, now that was, you know, a 29-yard touchdown pass. That's the longest, I think, of the night easily. But, boy, they have nickel and dimed these 5- and 8-yard passes and been able to convert on some third downs. So, again, they had two possessions and two touchdowns. We only got 3:48 left in the first half here. So, again, they burned most of that quarter. The Bison are going to get the ball, at least only twice here, potentially in the quarter.
Burton to kick this thing off, and hopefully McCook get a drive going. They got all three timeouts because Hastings will get the ball to begin the second half. Burton, little pooch kick far side, and it's hit a Bison player, and I think Hastings got on top of it. Oh, man. It took a bounce off a player. It couldn't get back on top of it, and just like that, a turnover gives Hastings a short field, Bob, at the Bison 35.
Yeah, I think, I hate to say without being sure, but I think it was Ty Junker that just get kind of, I mean, it was, frankly, it was like a spinning top of a kickoff. I mean, it was, and they were trying to do something different, but that's pretty fortunate on that particular play. But, again, just kind of found a little hole where there's nobody else there.
Tigers get the ball back on the first turnover against either team tonight. And Sinek back out of the shotgun set. Cole is behind him. We'll get the give between the tackles and picks up about one. Nice job stuffing the run that time for the Bison. Front ending, that's Roberts first, and then helped out McCorkle in there, Trey Tiller, and gain of one, bringing them second and 9.
Yeah, good, solid effort there by the Bison defensive line. And again, boy, you got to switch your flip mentally now. You're expecting to go out there on offense, and now all of a sudden you're sitting there looking at what'll be going back out here for defense again. So, again, good start at least for the Bison.
Hastings comes out, one wide to the right, trips left side. Shotgun set for Sinek on second and 9. Will throw, a little three-step drop across the middle, complete Burton at about the 25, then push backwards, but he's got the first down yardage. He had to get to the 26, got to the 25, and they'll move the chains again.
Yeah, again, and that time I actually happened to be watching Burton, and all he did was just kind of drift off the line. They're looking for these holes in the Bison zone, and, I mean, again, Sinek has enough time to be able to look at that, and, again, just throws a dart right in there. Nothing complicated about these routes or anything. They're just finding the open spots.
four wide look, trips left, one receiver to the far side, and Sinek on first 10 at the 25. Looking left, pass going to be complete, wide open, 15, down to the 10, down to the 7-yard line. The slot receiver, Brody Dreher, got open that time. He was way too wide open that time. It's first and goal for Hastings on the move again.
Well, and again, it's the old yards after catch type thing. I mean, the pass was, he was only 5 yards past the line of scrimmage when he caught the ball, but again, like you said, there's just nobody else around him there, so he had 5 yards before he even got touched. So, again, boy, going to be major work, I'm sure, at halftime for the Bison in the locker room here. Got to figure out what they can do to stop this passing game.
They got to hold the three here. 2:27, plenty of time. They mark it at the 9-yard line. First and goal for the 9. Four wide, trips left. Sinek, shotgun sets. Got to get some pressure on him. He's got to tuck it and run to the 5. Dives his way to the goal line. He got in for the touchdown from 9 yards out. So kind of tuck and run. We had people covered, but Sinek got some elusiveness and got some speed. He scores from 9 yards out.
Yeah, exactly. The one time we have a little pressure and everybody's covered, it's like the Red Sea parted. And again, he was able just to sneak up there. And again, then that last yard had the dive to go across. So, yeah, boy, Bison just really hurt themselves on that kickoff, unfortunately.
9-yard touchdown run. Burton on for the extra point to make it a 21-6 lead. Snap good. Hold's going to be on the way, and it is good. 21-6. Kickoff is coming up shortly. Kicks 96-1.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Taylor is living the Runza dream.
The fry life is the high life.
He's stacking up rewards on the Runza mobile app.
Points on points on points on points.
That's a lot of free food from Runza.
Yep, I'm headed there for lunch today.
Download the Runza mobile app to start getting rewards. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Back here at Wildland Field, Rich Bobbitt and also Carl running in the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel tonight, 21-6 Hastings. A couple of big scores last couple of minutes on the kickoff. Bobbled, picked back up. And I think that was Oliver Corbett, I think, who had it, bobbled it. And nope, that's Tripp Riley, sorry, number 7 instead. And to about the 20-yard line, and Bison got to get their stuff together here. And you got 2:08 left, you got 3 timeouts, see what you can do.
Yeah, again, got to try and make the most of this, get a little momentum, because like you said before, Hastings gets the ball to start the second half. And again, like I said, Bison defensive coaches, I'm sure, are just scrambling to try and figure out what we can do to slow down that passing attack of the Tigers. But again, first things first here, Bison got to make the most of these last 2 minutes.
Tripp Riley comes out and under center. Split back look, receivers both sides, right and left. Hastings, 3-man front. Motion man is Gabe Roberts. One tight end left, they'll run the midline. It's going to be Riley, going to keep it himself. This old-fashioned McCook offense right here. 25, 26, 27-yard line, picking up 70 on the play, and bring up 2nd and 3.
Yeah, good start on first down there. Good decision by Trent Riley. Make just kind of fake, cut it up inside.
Yeah, this is what we've seen for years. I mean, with running split back look and midline option that time, quarterback keeps it. Tristan Campbell has not ran very much tonight, so we just have not got many carries.
No, and actually he's been out, you know, split out wide receiver in a lot of plays as well.
2nd and 2, Bison 3 wide look. Schmidt splits the far side of the field. Campbell out the backfield. He'll in motion as Riley will throw down the middle of the field. He's got 2 in the pattern. Complete. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Alex Landry from 72 yards out. And that helps things out, doesn't it, Bob?
All of a sudden, you have a little different demeanor going into the locker room at halftime. Unfortunately, there's a minute 11 left for Hastings to try and do something if they want to. But, boy, was that pass on the money. 2 receivers actually down there, too, looked like they were open. Beautiful play by the Bison. Boy, shot shot of adrenaline that they needed without a doubt.
Wow, right down the middle of the field that time, and Trenton hit him on the money. Hastings has that lead cutting down, and that's just what you needed. Gunner Capps on for the extra point. Trip Riley to hold it. Kicks on the way, and it is good. Horizon make touchdown. Trent Riley, the long patch, 72 yards to Alex Landry. The Bison to kick off next on Kicks 96.1.
You hear it? You don't? Well, I do. It's your lawn crying for food. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and grab all the food for your lawn. D&S has ultimate fertilizer. It's made specifically for your yard in this part of the country. Fertilizing it now will give your lawn the power it needs to survive the up-and-coming winter months. Also, it's still not too late to kill weeds and put pre-emergent to prevent weed growth in the spring. Feed your lawn now by heading to D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Becker Weiland Field. Big time play for the Bison. The first play after the kickoff, 72-yard bomb from Riley to Landry, and makes it a one-score game again.
Yeah, again, exactly. Boy, that pass was right on the money. And, gosh, I'm not really sure what Hastings, what their coverage was or whatever. But, again, he had two receivers out there. Probably could have picked either one of them. He picked the right one. And, again, 79-yard touchdown pass.
And Alex the burner, good guy and on the track and field scene. So he got it and ran for it, and they were not going to catch him. Gunner Capps to kick this thing off. It is going to be returnable. They have to rush up. Picked up about the 10, 15, 20, 25, seam, 30, 35, 40. And that's something McCook talked about last week against Gary and Bob, that they had trouble on kickoff coverage. Coach Petrosky, remember talking about it. We got to improve, and they give a big return. A minute five left.
Well, and again, I kidded about, you know, there's a minute 11 left for Hastings to try and score if they want to. And now, of course, they're going to try and score. They're at the 44-yard line of their own. But still, the way they've been moving the ball, I'm sorry, Mr. Sinek's going to be back there, and I'm sure the arm's going to be loose and firing.
Bison, I think, burned a timeout. They burned their first timeout. Take a quick break. We're back to Weiland Field next on Kicks 96.1.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Rich, Bob, and Carl back here at Weiland Field coming up in our halftime. Again, we'll talk about other Bison sports news. I know Bison boys tennis team was in Kearney today for the East-West Shootout. Coach Weimer's gave us results on that. We'll talk about that. Cross country, softball, of course. Big day coming up on Monday with the B-10 sub-district when McCook faces the Lions at 2 o'clock. The winner getting Scottsbluff for Garen at 6. We'll have that coverage of Kicks 96.1. We'll get to all that. Plus scores, football scores at half. First and 10, Hastings at their own 44-yard line. Spread them out again. Trips to the left. One receiver on the right side. Going to be Cooper Cole between the tackles. 45, 49-yard line. Picked up 5 yards in the play. And brings up second and five. Under a minute left. And the Tigers, Bob, do have two timeouts if they want to use them.
Yeah, that was actually Satterly again on the carry, as a matter of fact.
Was that? That wasn't cool. Yeah, cool. Satterly's got his fair share of carries in the second quarter as well. As Sinek will drift to his left, pass complete here, 40-yard line. Boy, the soft coverage and out front, the pass complete. Keith and Krings just caught the long touchdown pass. Boy, we're giving a lot of cushion out there.
Yeah, that was a 15-yard square out is what that really was. And, again, I mean, the pass right on the money. But, you just, again, 38 seconds. They got two timeouts left as well.
Down the 38-yard line, got out of bounds, stopped the clock, 38 seconds left. Bison going to burn their second timeout, talk things over. First and 10, Hastings, when we come back, it's Bison football on Kicks 96.1.
If you're excited.
expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Back here at Wyland Field after the timeout taken by McCook. They have one left defensively. The defensive coach is going to talk to their kids a little bit, Bob, at that time.
Just trying to shore up things here because, again, I believe there's 38.4 seconds left. So, again, got to try and get some pressure on that quarterback as well.
Four wide look once again. Senix near side hash looking to throw. Plenty of protection downfield right at the sidelines. Did he keep those feet in? He picked up 8 yards in the play. But he got the toe tap that time, and it's going to be second and two. And they got 6 seconds on the clock and got 8 yards that time.
Yeah, again, Oliver Corbett on the covers there. And, again, good coverage there, knocked him out right away. But, again, their timing of their pass routes has just been fantastic so far. And, again, Bison only rushing 3 at this point. And, again, Hastings keeping back 5 to block. So, Sinek is getting plenty of time.
Verton and Hartman, the white wideouts to the far side. Got twins here near side. Sinek will with Satterley to his left. And will throw like a Bison rushing 3. Pass to the end zone. It's going to be overthrown. Almost. It was
picked
close.
Off. Picked
was it
off.
Picked off? Yeah, nice job with that tight. Miles Pullman. Miles got it that time. I thought it was overthrown by both of them that time. And Miles got the pick. That's a huge turnover here late in the second quarter.
Yeah, yes. Again, keeps things the way they are, at least for the first half now. And, again, just kind of threw it out there. But, again, inside position that time. And, again, big interception for the Bison.
25 seconds left. Probably won't see McCook do anything, I think, out razzle-dazzle on this one with 25 seconds and one timeout, I wouldn't think. We've been wrong. Hey, we've been wrong. We just saw a 72-yard touchdown pass in the first play.
Hastings had a fake punt.
Yeah. They've got everybody in tight. They're just going to take a knee and call it good, going to halftime, trailing by 21-13 count. So, boy, it was 21-6. We were both looking at each other going, oh, boy, this is not looking good. But McCook scored that very next play to make it 21-13. That's where we're at. Halftime here at Wyland Field. Bob and I will talk about it after the break. It's Bison Football. Kicks 96.1 to the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chill. chilled this summer.
Do you know where your loved one is taken when you select cremation? Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Rich and Bob back here at Weiland Field. Halftime score 21-13. Got some other scores we can report. Class B around the state. This one 21-13. Hastings, Ralston over Crete 7-0. That's at halftime. Northwest over Stewart. That's a little bit of a surprise. 14-7. Norris over Lincoln Standing Bear 35-0. Scott over Pius 27-14. Bennington over Blair right before the half 28-0. That's no big surprise. Mm-hmm. Waverly over Beatrice Big 41-0. Lexington over Alliance 21-6. Gretna over Plattsmouth 21-7. Elkhorn over Elkhorn North 10-7. Gretna East over Platteview 28-0. Lincoln Northeast and York, no score. And Scottsbluff and Garin are just kicking off. They just did out at Bearcat Stadium in Scottsbluff. Other scores, we can tell you in these eight-man ranks. Tonight, again, most of our area schools played last night. I know on 103.9 at the Hawk, last check, Mark Searcy, it was halftime, 26-12, SEM over WAP, Wanita Palisade, and that was at the half. Update on Lady Bison volleyball. McCook was lost both sets. Ogallala 25-13, 25-20. And two, they'll play Burns, Wyoming next to complete the night. But they did beat Sydney, Bob. That was a big win. Beat them in three. Riley from a set down to win earlier.
Yeah, that was a really nice win. Sydney's a quality team out west. Ogallala looks to be kind of the heavyweight out in that particular area. But, again, Sydney, a good team, winning record. So those are nice points for the Bison. And, again, that sounds like that second set certainly went a lot better for the Bison than the first one. So Ogallala, boy, just a really quality team there.
I'll get some more Bison fall sports updates from the week and from today and for the week here shortly. But 21-13 at halftime. Again, 6-0 McCook first. Missed the extra point. Hastings came back, made it 7-6. And then 13-6. And then, boy, the unfortunate on the kickoff. It bounced. Hit a Bison player. Couldn't find it. They eventually scored, made it 21-6. But, boy, after the kickoff, what a pass to Trenton Riley and a 72-yard bomb to Alex Landry to get McCook within a touchdown. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, that really breathed life back into the Bison. They're getting that second touchdown. Things were not looking real whippy when it was 21-6 there. And again, Bison and Hastings, one possession each in the first quarter, both converted and scored on that. Second quarter, Hastings scored on the only time the Bison stopped them was of that the last second interception there in the end zone. But again, I'm sure, and even Hastings too, Bison have had success moving the balls there, so I'm sure Hastings defensive coaches are trying to figure out what they can do to slow things down too. But again, I hate to say it, player of the game so far certainly is Tucker Sinek for Hastings there. I mean, he's just been ahead of dynamite first half there. Had a 9-yard touchdown run to go along with his passing as well. So, again, really impressed with that young man. He has just come out and just been throwing darts out there to everybody.
Yep, got to slow him down. So the Bison hopefully get things adjusted at halftime and see what they can do as they want to get that fifth win of the season. And again, more importantly, it's a district game. You got to win those district games, and it's a big one coming up tonight. More of our halftime here from Weiland Field coming up in just a bit. Kicks 96.1 of the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof.
Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Yeah. No, I didn't actually...
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Hot Tub Brokers in McCook is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. They invite you to stop in and see all the new hot tubs and make your yard into a vacation destination. Finance and available. Also a large selection of chemicals and accessories at Hot Tub Brokers in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard.
DaVinci, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram in McCook wants you to remember that they have a great selection of new or pre-owned cars and pickups. Also, Honda and Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs with a great state-of-the-art service and parts department. DaVinci Motors also have the steel line of chainsaws, string trimmers, edgers and blowers, and all the attachments you would want. DaVinci Motors, 401 East B Street in McCook. Remember, it's not a deal unless it's a DaVinci deal. Guts, glory, Ram.
Back here at Wyland Field, halftime score 21-13. Other Bison sports news today. The Bison boys tennis team went to the East-West shootout, and that was won by, West schools and the East schools. Scottsbluff, McCook, Lexington, and Gearing in the West. Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic, Beatrice, and Omaha Scud in the East. Scottsbluff won the West bracket with a 4-0 record. McCook was second with 3-1. Grand Island CC won the East bracket at 3-1. Kearney Catholic went 2-2. Overall, Scottsbluff won it with a 4-0 mark. McCook was third overall in the team standings. As far as individually, Max Prohl went 1-3 in number one singles. Tyson Baker was 3-1 in number two singles. Doubles team, number one doubles team, Reed Loop and Aaron Frank went 2-2. Landon Kamak, Sutton LeBray went 2-2 in number two doubles. Carter Hartwell and Trev Weimers went 3-0 in number three doubles. So not a bad day of tennis for Coach Weimers and his bunch as they are getting close to the end of that regular season and postseason state tournament before you know it.
Right. We've got, like I said, softball coming up. Girls golf's going to be coming up. Their sub-districts. So, again, yeah, fall sports, it's they're really kind of spread out with softball and golf starting earlier. So, again, we're into October now, and, you know, we're on the downhill slide, so to speak, for the volleyball schedule. Football's on the second half of their season. So, again, things are moving along, and, everybody's trying to get fine-tuned, especially for those sub-districts, districts, or any kind of state tournaments.
And speaking of volleyball, it's been a busy week for the Bison. They're going to play 8 matches all together this week. On Tuesday, they split their 2 matches. They beat Cozad in 3, lost to Cambridge in 2, had a couple of days to work on some things, went out Twin Cities invite. So far, they're 1-1. They beat Sydney in 3, and they lost Ogallala in 2. They're going to play in Burns, Wyoming, and then how you do in your pool play determines on where they put you. And they get going, I think, at like 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, they get going early tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a full 2-day tournament. They try to wrap up because, again, they've got teams traveling. So, again, they try to wrap up mid-afternoon to give the teams a break. And frankly, the teams are there anyway. I mean, the teams that have had to travel. So no big deal there. But that's a tournament. I'd be very interested in reffing that tournament.
You need to get throw your name in the hat for that.
I would like to. I think they got their own crews out there, yeah. And they got a pretty good routine out there because that's a big tournament out there. But I bet that's awfully good competition.
The Bison girls golf team had a couple of meets early in the week on Tuesday. Southwest Conference meet was up in Ogallala. Nobody has beat Minden all year, and nobody beat Minden at that tournament either.
Yeah, they are really salty. I saw them, there's a couple of their ladies play during the McCook invite here, and you can just tell that they've been coached well. They have good swings. They know the routine, and they're a very, very tough team. That was a fairly decent score, too, for the winning score for the Southwest Conference there.
And then the Bison JV's Coach Brown had a chance to send some kids over to the Highline invite as well. So yeah, she's got a lot of kids out, so it's good they got a couple of meets in.
That's right, and it's good to see players out too and stuff. I know Lady Bison golfers were a little down for a couple of years there, but again, a lot of good excitement for them, hopefully. And again, just got to keep working, getting those scores down.
District meets on Monday.
Exactly right, yep. In fact, Cambridge is hosting a district meet, I believe, on Monday as well.
So we'll talk more about that. Coach's Coffee Club coming up again tomorrow. We want to put a plug in for the Bison softball team. Once again, Monday's a big day for Coach Easton Gillen and that team as they will host the B-10 sub-district at the JC Sports Complex. Got McCook Alliance playing the opener at 2. Scotts Bluff Gearing playing the next match at 4. And then the two winners play at 6 o'clock. No matter what, McCook, Scotts Bluff, and maybe Gearing, point-wise, no matter what happens on Monday, they're going to play in the district, which I think is a week the following Monday, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, but if McCook would win out, they're eighth in points. If they would win out and win two games, they would have a chance, hopefully, stay number 8 or maybe 7 and host a district final. Somebody would have to come to the JC Sports Complex, and that's for all the marbles then to go to a state tournament.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, again, really important to get those wins down the stretch like they did. And again, that big one against Hastings St. Cecilia. So again, you want to be playing your best ball this time of the year. And Lady Bison have just, I think they had 4 home runs that game against Hastings St. Cecilia too. So kind of a little power explosion.
Coach Gillen hopefully will be down tomorrow morning to talk more about that. Bison cross country teams went to Ogallala the other day. Gothenburg invite a Wild Horse. And girls have been competing right there with the likes of Gothenburg and teams like that. Boys are a very young squad. I know Coach Sugar has talked about that a number of times, and they are getting close to their district meet coming up right around the corner as well. And I see that Tom is here at the game tonight, and we'll see him, I'm sure, tomorrow morning as well. Take a break. Half is just about over. 21-13 Hastings. The Tigers will get the ball to begin the half. We're back with the third quarter from Wyland Field next on Kicks 96.1.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware, open Monday through Friday 7 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at rural healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
In this ever-changing financial world, there's one bank you can always count on. That's Horizon Bank. They make changing banks a breeze. Visit them at 312 West 1st Street, and their great team will help switch over all of your ACH, bill pay, and online banking services to Horizon Bank's easy-to-use products. They guarantee you will receive the greatest customer service possible from their staff. So what are you waiting for? Head on down to Horizon Bank. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
Rich Barnett and Bob Golke, Carl Raymond back here at Wyland Field. Half is just about over. Bob Hastings will get the ball first. Once again, for this one, 21-13, Bison defense. Boy, it'd be interesting in that locker room, the Bison defensive coach is what they told the kids at halftime.
Yeah, exactly right. Boy, got to come up with a plan here to try and slow things down a little bit. And again, boy, no place better to start with on defense for the second half here. So, again, you know Hastings, they're pretty much going to kind of keep doing what they're doing. They can't really sit on the ball too much here with only an eight-point lead. But good thing that 72-yard touchdown happened there for the Bison there to keep him right back in this thing.
We'll see Gunner Caps kick this thing off here shortly. The Bison huddling up, and we are ready to go here shortly. Tomorrow morning, Coach's Coffee Club, live at Members Bakery and Cafe. We'll be there with a recap of the past week in high school and college sports. Conversations with all your favorite coaches, 8 a.m. About time somebody is back in town able to go to the show.
You don't know how much I am waiting for donuts and coffee.
There you go. This guy next to me has been reffing like a madman this past, reffing volleyball like every other day, I swear.
Yeah, it's been a good season so far and stuff.
Went to Valentine last night. Was last night?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, it was great. It's great. I take one match in Sydney and one in Valentine each year just to see a little different country. So that was it last night.
All right, Bison need to get their stuff together defensively and get the ball back. Trailing by one score, 21-13. Did then miss an extra point. Those things, hope they don't come back and bite you a little bit, but we'll see.
Onside kick?
Hey, let's surprise everybody. What the heck? Let's go for it. Why not? Got 193 people on the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. It's going to be a short kick. 25 bobbled, 30-yard line, and push. He's still fighting. Can't get him down. 31, 32-yard line. First and 10 for Hastings at the 32.
Well, again, we'll try and keep an eye and see if the Bison do something different here. I expect them to put more pressure on the quarterback. That would be my guess, at least for the second half here.
Ran a lot of three-man fronts, rushing three, dropping eight, and that you're dropping extra people. It still didn't work.
Yeah, they really found the holes. And, again, helps to have an accurate quarterback.
Up front, Hansen, Steinbeck, Trey Tiller, the three-man front again. It's going to be Satterley or Cooper Cole back in there. 35, 36-yard line for about five. And he pulled his way to about the 38. Extra yardage. Picked up about 8 yards in the play, bringing him second and two.
Yeah, you wonder if that young man just might get a lot of reps the second half here. And again, Rich, you know, these possessions by these teams, there are no quick possessions.
Right.
I mean, teams are holding the ball for 4 and 5 and 6 minutes on some of these drives.
Hastings comes out, trips right, one right out to the front of us. Just Keithan Krings has had a big night with a couple of big catches. Ball in the near side hash. Bison rushing three, showing some blitz. It's going to be Cole, and Bison hit the hole. Nice job. Trey Tiller came up for run support. Davian Hansen as well on the stop. It's no gain in the play and bring up third and three.
Yeah, again, hit him high and low there and really just stuffed him in the middle there. So, again, Bison sticking looks like with their regular base defense at this point now. I expect Sinek to be throwing on this play.
About trips right, one wide of the far side, four wide set. Cole to the right, our right of Tucker Sinek. Nick will throw, three-step drop, cross middle of the field, wide open. Carson, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and out of bounds inside the 20 to about the 19. It was just a crossing route, and we were trailing the entire way. And he got beat, and he's got pretty decent speed for a big guy.
Well, he does. And, again, there's just windows that are open. And Sinek is smart enough to wait until he clears one defender and is in between the other. And, I mean, that was, again, a beautiful pass, but it was just too easy. I mean, there's just nothing to stop it there. And, again, he just continued to be impressed by this young man.
So, first and 10 now for the Bison. Now for the Bison defense, got to get something to stop. Got a bunch set here near side on the toss pitch. It's Cole. Finds a little lane. Run a little alley down inside the 15. Inside the 10. About the 9. And picked up 15 yards on a toss pitch that time. And they're doing it on the run. And they're doing it through the air as well, aren't they, Bob?
Yeah, again, they had that bunch formation on the left side. And, again, all they were was three blockers for Mr. Cole there. And, again, he just is so hard to bring down. Just keeps those shoulder pad levels low and just keeps driving with his legs.
Hastings on the verge of another score, up by 8, 21-13 early third quarter. Bunch set here near side. Sinek, it's going to be Cole between the tackles left side to about the 5. Trying, damn boy, it's tough to get down. They're going to mark it at about the 5-yard line, a gain of 3, bring up second and goal from the 5.
Yeah, again, just another mass of Bison there to try and bring him down.
Well, if you're Coach Shoemaker, the way Cole's running the ball, but he's throwing on short yardage situations as well. It's all worked for him.
Yeah, again, they've just got multiple options.
Yep. Cole's going to stand there right to the right of Sinek. Trips left, one wide to the far side, and Sinek's going to throw out in the flat. Cole threw it wide. Kind of hurried the pass. He had Oliver Corbett in his face that time. Had to hurry the pass. Incomplete pass brings up third and goal for the 5.
Yeah, Callum McCorkle, good enough coverage over there. And again, just rushed that play. But it was just nothing but a little flare out to the right side of the field there. And again, single coverage.
Bison going to stop here on 3rd and 5. Make him decide, maybe on a field goal. 21-13 Hastings. Score update brought to you by MMB Bank.
Woohoo!
It's Sinek back in the shotgun set. Cole behind him is going to throw again. Here comes the pressure. Backpedaling. Pass going to be it's going to be complete. He shouldn't have caught it. It's going to be a loss of 6 yards in the play back at the 11-yard line. And make things fourth and goal from the 11. Well, you don't catch that. You just don't catch it.
Well, and again, I thought for a moment there that Bison might pick that thing off.
Yeah.
And again, if you do, it's nothing but green grass ahead of you.
So they're going to bring Burton in to kick this on a field goal. But yeah, just not. You could maybe went for it fourth and 5, fourth and goal for the 5. Now it's back to the 11.
Yeah. Again, I know your instincts are just to make the play. But in that particular case, yeah, but much better to go ahead and just let it fall to the ground.
Mark it at the 18. Ball on the far side hash. And again, he's a left. So it's 28-yard field goal attempt.
This is probably his preferred side, though.
Low snap. Kicks on the way. Boy, he's got a leg. Got a leg, and he nails it. 24-13, Hastings. We're back with the kickoff coming up shortly. Kicks 96-1.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric. Heating and cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Whether the temp's fourth and long or first and goal, total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Party Electric's foundation consists of efficient, reliable, and cost-effective electrical, heating, air conditioning, and indoor quality products from York. Party Electric, heating and cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Back here to Wyland Field, Rich Barnett, Bob Golke, Carl Riemann, 24-13. Big field goal by Burton from 28 yards. Pooch kick. It's caught on the fly. 30 and 35. Good return. That's Ty Junker that time to about the 37. So there's a little pooch kick that time. Nice return. We'll take 38-yard line. Why not?
Yeah, again, I mean, Burton just got through just knocking a field goal that probably would have been good from 45 yards.
Right.
And then now they're just going for placement on the kickoffs. He just kind of took a two-step run to the ball before he kicked it. But, yeah, the difference between him kicking off and field goals is just remarkable.
Yeah, they don't want to kick it deep with Campbell or Schmidt.
Right.
They just want to stay away from those guys. So the Bison got to answer with a touchdown right here. It's an 11-2. It's a two-score game. Managed to hold him to a field goal. 8:28 left, third quarter. Pullman, the receiver, near his side. Schmidt. Bison will go back. Shotgun set with Riley. Campbell, who, again, limited carries. Didn't really care all that much. More of a wideout in that first half. The H-back is Gabe Roberts. Actually, it's Lee Davidson. Can run the option far side. Campbell with some room. 45 midfield. Put a good spurt down to the 44-yard line. Tristan for about 16 yards on first down. That's a great start.
Boy, exactly right. And, boy, have we missed seeing that. I mean, they're nowhere close to anything like that in the first half for Tristan. He's going to go out. He's kind of...
He's kind of hanging that right shoulder a little bit. Oh, maybe a stinger.
Yeah, just kind of trying to shake it off for now. But, again, nice start for the Bison on this drive.
I don't know if he landed on that shoulder, possibly, maybe. Who knows? Schmidt will go back there with Lee Davidson to go split back look on first and 10 of the Hastings 44. Roberts, the tight end, switches from left to right. Right out to both sides. It's going to be Riley, Trenton. Well, that was odd. I don't know if he slipped coming out under center that time. Did pick up a yard, but it didn't look right from the beginning.
Well, because I think the Hastings defender actually had a grip of his jersey, and it looked like he was kind of trying to pull him down. So, again, just kind of a sideways tackle there.
Yeah, you're right. The defensive end, as he's trying to turn the corner, grabbed him, and he couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
7.5 minutes left, clock running, third quarter. Tigers up by 24-13 count. Bison on the move in Hastings territory. Pullman, the wideout near side. Go trips here near side with Trip Riley and also with Ethan Schmidt. Davidson to the right of Trenton Riley. Trenton with some protection. Pump fakes. Got hit from a high pass downfield. Going to be incomplete. Trip Riley down there and just hit Brody Traer at the last second that time. Boy, the blindside blitz came from the backside. Trenton did a good job of keeping his feet and threw a pretty good ball. It wasn't bad.
Boy, Cooper Cole dangerously close to getting there a little bit too early, too. I know Bison looking for a flag on that. But, again, pretty good coverage. And, boy, just think, if he had not had that pressure on, might have been able to have a little more time to throw.
So it's 3rd and 9 from McCook right here at the Hastings 43-yard line. Third quarter, Bison trail at 24-13. Three wide look, twins to the right. We've got one wide to the far side. Now it's Tristan Campbell. Good to see him back in. Comes in motion as Riley will roll the pocket out. Still looking. Pass over the middle. Could be complete. Miles Pullman, first down. Miles 30. Down to the 25. Out of bounds at about the 24-yard line. Big play. Miles Pullman across the middle. Trenton had to look back that time. Good catch and run, and it's a Bison first down.
Yeah, again, really nice rollout to the right there. And, again, got the defense all going that way and then found Miles Pullman going the other way. And, again, good speed by him. Tristan Campbell got knocked down there. I'm not sure if he was looking for him off the bat, but Tristan Campbell got knocked down in the backfield or in the defensive backfield. So, again, nice pass and run.
Fisher was almost in the way of Pullman that time. I mean, just barely got out of the way, and Miles going to bowl him over. Go split back looking first and 10 down to the Hastings 24-yard line. Bison looking to answer right here. Receivers both sides run that midline. Nowhere to go. Campbell, I'm just glad he kept a hold of the ball because there was a huge collision at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Brings up second down.
Yeah, again, boy, just immediately met as soon as he got the handoff there. So, again, good thing, like you said, that he kept on to the ball. So, again, second and 10 here. Bison really need to convert. But, you know, again, this is another one. We're already down halfway through the third quarter, Rich.
Yeah.
And, again, it's just, things are going awful quick here.
Bison have it second and 10 at the Hastings 24-yard line. They'll go trips left. Campbell winged and a little bunch set on the far side. Now motion man here. The near side is Alex Landry. As Riley, a little play action. Now the flag going to be Gabe Roberts and about the 19. He picked up 5 yards in the play. And it's more manageable 3rd and 5 here for McCook.
Yeah, again, nice tackle on the play there for Hastings by that Keith and Krings. This man brought him down. But, again, 5-yard pickup there makes it certainly much more manageable now for the Bison. I mean, we're not going to be kicking any field goals here, at least for a while.
I think it may be
all 4 downs.
Yeah, 2 downs to make 5 yards right here. Yeah. The way Hastings' offense is going right now, you've got to score touchdowns. You've got to score touchdowns. Trips left for McCook. Davidson left of Trent Riley, the tight end. Roberts on the right side. Riley rolled the pocket out. Still looking. He's going to tuck it and run. Burst of speed. And dives away, and I think he's got the first down. To about the 14-yard line.
Boy, got to feel bad for Trent Riley. Nobody really got near him. He just kind of stumbled in the grass there and kind of did a somersault forward there.
And but he got the necessary first down.
He did. Yardage. That's all that matters at this point. Would have liked to see him finish the run, though, because he would have been inside the 10 easily.
Could have marked about the 14-yard line, first and 10. Pullman and Landry here near side. And Campbell will split out wide left toward the Bison sideline. Riley, shotgun center, first and 10. Lee Davidson inside, give. Inside, one nice little second surge that time. Got knocked ahead inside the 10. Picked up 5 yards in the play. This will bring up second and 5. They can't get a first down without scoring.
Again, just nice, solid run up the middle there for the Bison. Can't underestimate the importance of putting this one in the end zone.
Bison answer that field goal from Burton. Get on the board, make this a one-score game again.
Two-point conversion on a score, most likely.
Ooh, boy. Do you get the two? Try for it? Yeah. Chasing points. You missed that extra point on the first drive. Pullman, 1-1 here near side. And literally, there's nobody else in the area. As Riley, going to be Tristan Campbell. Hits a block, hits a roadblock, keeps his balance, and trying to get toward the end zone, not going to get there. They'll mark it at about the 3-yard line, maybe.
Yeah, it's about as far away from us as you can get, but that looks like that. Yep. Mr. Weimers is looking about the 3-yard line there for the mark.
Going to be third and short. 4-minute mark here, third quarter. Wyland Field, Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel as well. Hit that subscribe button. Got 206 on board watching this one here as the Bison trying to go 5-1. Hastings trying to go to 4-2. Campbell, wing to the left. Landry and Pullman to the right side on third and short. Davidson left of Trenton Riley. Motion man is Landry. Jet sweep. Nope, it's going to be Riley himself. Great keeper. He's going to walk in for the touchdown. Nice job faking the jet sweep, and he rides right up the middle for a 6-yard touchdown run, and that's big right there.
Boy, again, that was just everything looked like it was going for the, like you said, the jet sweep to the left. And, again, he just kept it, tucked it in. And, again, big score, big answer for the Bison.
Nice fake that time. Now they bit on it to hook, line, and sinker that time, and Trent kept it himself. And it's a 24-19. Nope, Bison, I got to chase points. Yeah, they got to try to kick the extra point. Which still would make it, you got to get the touchdown to take the lead. But need this extra point. Trip Riley to hold it. Got her caps. Extra point's going to be on the way and good. Big Horizon make touchdown by Trent Riley and the quarterback keeper. We're back with the kickoff next on Kicks 96.1.
M&B. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
Cremation with confidence. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Rich, Bob, and Carl back here at Wyland Field. Bob, we got a dandy going 24-20. It's a bison. Nice drive. Hit some big conversions in that drive, and a Trent Riley 6-yard touchdown run, and now you got to get back and start playing defense because the last drive, the first drive for Hastings, beginning of that third quarter, they drove right down the field.
Yeah, again, not a lot changed from the first half. Got to find the formula to stop it. Nice to see Tristan Campbell get a nice 16-yard run to start that drive and get him out in the open a little bit more. And Trent Riley, he's had a pretty nice game passing at this point and running.
Gunner Caps will kick this off. Two deep back for Hastings, and McCook on their kickoff coverage has got to get tough. They gave up some big yards at last kickoff. As Caps with a pooch kick, it's going to be short, taken by the one of the upman, 25, 30, and rustled down by Trip Riley about the 32-yard line, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, good play there. Good decision.
So first and 10 for Hastings. Back in the offensive end is Tucker Senek has been outstanding. They got Cooper Cole really involved in that running game last drive. So what are you looking for in this drive from Hastings?
Again, I'm sure they'll start off with the run, trying to establish that. But again, it's hard to go away from the passing attack as effective as it's been all game long.
Senek will have twin receivers both sides. Satterly is back in as running back with a three-man bison in front on first and 10. Senek taking his time. He's got plenty of time in the play clock. Satterly shifts a little bit to his left, to our right. Inside, getting over to the quarterback. Keep a little flare pass here near side. And 35, 40, 45. Bison bit at the play of Satterly, and then a little option look, a little flare pass, and that gained 10 yards in the play.
Yeah, it wasn't even much of a pass. It was just kind of a shovel.
Yeah.
Passed forward, but you're behind the line of scrimmage, so no problem there. But then a little tightrope. Bison got to wrap up on those first, when they first initiate that tackle, got to try and get them down and at least get some help there.
Picked up 12 in the play.
Yeah. A pass that was 3 yards.
Exactly.
Maybe.
44-yard line. Hastings, new set of downs, trips right. Senek shotgun set. This time it's going to be the Satterly again back in that. Yeah, it's a big difference between Satterly and Cole.
Right.
Cole's a much bigger dude, but Satterly's not a bad job tonight and hit his carries. He's going to pick up 5 yards in the play and bring up second and five.
I mean, they basically have the same shape. It's
right.
Just that Cole is just that little bit bigger all the way around.
So McCook's sticking with that three-man front. Hastings has second and five, second and six. We'll call it approaching midfield. 2:47 left, third quarter. Senek fakes the inside give. He's going to throw. Don't tuck it and run. Dives straight across midfield. It's about the 48. Going to be 2 yards shy of the first down. So it's another big third and two play, both for the Hastings offense and the Bison defense.
Yeah, Gabe Roberts shot in there. Was able to knock his leg out from underneath him. So, again, boy, can't emphasize how much importance this play has.
They're going to say his knee went down at the Bison 49-yard line. So it's more third and three, we'll call it. 24-20 Hastings here into the third quarter coming up. Bison are still rushing three, but filling some gaps. Senek will throw. Pass complete to the 45. Too much cushion again. They're going to move the chains again. The Tigers making it look easy offensively because it's just run up past the line, past the marker, stop, and Senek's going to find you.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, they're very aware where the first end. Bison players were 7 yards deep before the, and again, it was only, you got to try and shut that off a little bit. It's just been too easy.
New set of downs for the Tigers to the Bison 42-yard line. Three wide look again. Got an H-back look in there with Burton. Satterly's pistol look. And we'll get it between the tackles, 40. And to about the 36, 37-yard line. Gain of five of the play brings up second and five.
Yeah, boy, he is hard to find in there, Satterly. He really gets low when he goes through that line. And, again, if you get enough of a push or enough of a crack, he's going to get through there.
Bison brings some new bodies in there. Trey Taylor back in the ball game. Also, they bring Idos Klein in there. Big body inside. It's second and five. We're poaching 1 minute left in this third quarter. Hastings, no sense of urgency as at all. Second drive of the quarter. Up 24-20. Senek shotgun set. Satterly once again hits a wall. A nice job of filling. Klein had it, and Satterly just kind of kept the legs turning and picked up a couple of yards. And this is going to bring him up a third and three, we'll call it, Bob.
Yeah, he just kind of twisted there. Again, nice tackle by Klein.
Yeah.
But he just was able to kind of twist away still and at least lean forward for a yard or two.
Last play of the quarter coming up. They do have to run the play. We're down to 37 seconds left. Trips left for Hastings. Four wide looks. Senek shotgun set in third and three. In the gun. Out in the flat. Completes. And it's near another first down. So we're going to get one more play as he's to the 30-yard line. And a gain of five in the play. And a new set of downs. First and 10 for Hastings. And
Brody Dreher on the catch there. Miles Pullman on the tackle. But again, just, step too late there. And again, it's able to. It's almost as if these guys they know exactly where the first down marker is every single time.
This most likely be the last play of the quarter. 26 seconds left. Trips right, one receiver to the left side. Going to be Satterly again, keeping it on the ground. Maybe one. That's about it. Just inside the 30, about the 29-yard line, to bring up second and nine, and that should do it for the quarter. Hastings, both teams scored. Hastings got the field goal. McCook got the touchdown. 24-20. The fourth quarter is coming up shortly on Kicks 96.1.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook. The dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Back here at Wyland Field, fourth quarter, about ready to begin. Some other Class B scores. Seward up on Grand Island Northwest 21-14. York 22 with Lincoln Northwest 7. Ralston over Crete 13-8. Scott over Pius 41-14. Bennington big over Blair 35-0. Norris over Lincoln Standing Bear 49-0. Waverly 48-0 over Beatrice. Got a lot of lopsided scores here. Lexington over Lyons 21-12. Gretna East over Plaview 34-0. Scott's Bluff and Gary in last check are scoreless in the first quarter. Elkhorn over Elkhorn North 10-7. Gretna over Plattsmouth 21-7. That's your Class B scoreboard up to date. Hastings now with 2nd and 9. Stenick out in the flag. Going to be complete. 25-20 out of bounds. Burton near the marker and close to another first down.
Yeah, just again another excellent pass by Stenick. And again, wide open receiver. They're able to get yards after the catch.
I'm with you.
They're just dragging across the middle, and they're getting a step, and they're finding the open holes, and able to run without being touched for at least 4 and 5 yards after the catch.
Pius going to do something defensively, get a turnover, something right here, get a stop. 24-20 Tigers, early fourth quarter from Wyland Field. Pistol look again with Satterley behind Stenick. And Satterley between the hole, between the tackles, nowhere. Boy, Gabe Roberts got a lick on Stenick there at the last check and then puts his hand out. Hey, I'm going to help you out, big guy. It's going to be a minimal gain. Maybe give him a gain of one, maybe two.
That was on Verton, actually, is who I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and I think Verton's a wrestler also. So
maybe those guys?
They might know each other.
On the weight, trying to think weight classes if they're in the same one. 2nd and 8, gain of 2 for Satterley. Haven't seen a lot of Cooper Cole after that last drive. It's been Satterley a lot. Stenick will throw on 2nd down, looking right. Flush out of the pocket, looking toward the end zone. Going to be...
No, over the head.
Over the head. I couldn't tell. No. Where's the ball at? Incomplete pass.
Yeah, it's the farthest corner of the end zone from us. And, again, I didn't see anybody getting excited, so I figured it was over his head.
Oliver Corbett on the coverage. That was diverting again.
And that was good coverage, too. I mean, he had a body in between there. They had to go through him to get to the receiver. So, again, good coverage by Oliver.
So another big 3rd and 8. This might be, Burton can kick a field goal. They might, if they don't get anything here, kick it for 3. Possible. Leading 24-20, Hastings with a 3rd and 9. Stenick looking right, looking left. Pressure breaking toward the end zone. Pass going to be complete for a touchdown. 18-yard touchdown throw. As Stenick was going to his left, he looked back to his right. And he found, at that time, Bob, number 12, Keithan Krings again.
Gosh, I mean, that was just, cannot emphasize how tough of a pass that was. Going left, throwing back to his right, and it was right on the money. Again, that was pretty good coverage, I think, by the Bison. But again, able to just thread the needle there and just, boy, that hurts. That's a tough one to take.
Because now it's a 2-score game again here in the fourth quarter, still 10:59 left.
And Hastings has yet to punt. I mean, they had the interception at the end of the first half, and every other time they've been able to score.
Burton's kick's getting extra points. Going to be good. 31-20 Tigers. The kickoff is coming up here shortly on Kicks 96.1.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof.
Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
No, I didn't actually...
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Wyland Field, McCook, Nebraska. Bison trailing by 2 scores on the touchdown pass from Sinek to Krings from 18 yards. Bob, you gotta work, your offense got to work fast now.
Yeah, again, really can't make any mistakes.
Trip Riley picks it up on a little pooch kick and went straight ahead like I'm glad he did, down to the 37-yard line. It's going to be first and 10, McCook. She's going to see McCorkle and
Burton again
that time. And they slapped hands afterwards.
Yeah, they did. Again, it's just hard playing, and everybody's trying to, you know, do the best they can. But, Burton, he looks like a pretty strong young man.
First and Tim McCook again. You can't monkey around right here. You have really got to get after it and get some offense going. Still 10:54, which can be an eternity, but you got to make things happen. Got to get some scores.
You just don't want to give the ball back to Hastings quickly, especially quickly.
Davidson and Campbell behind Riley. It's going to be Campbell, and he's had a line of scrimmage going nowhere. And guess what? Burton right there again. We've called his name a lot.
Yeah, call his name and he appears. That's exactly right.
Chance Burton, 6'2", 220, and he has been tough.
Yeah.
Defensively, offensively, kicking game, he's been tough.
Yeah, really good night for him without a doubt. So, again, I think that was just kind of the token run to set things up for the Bison. Now going to have to get a little more aggressive with the probably some kind of a passing attack or something, maybe a little trickeration.
Second and 11. Campbell spin out wide to the our right. Twin receivers to the far side. Campbell now in motion as Riley. It's going to be Davidson. Lee maybe for a yard, and that's about it. Not much. Gonna bring up third down.
Yeah, Hastings really, I mean, they've got 9 men in the box, Rich. I mean, they are really playing the run. And that's the biggest difference between the two teams now. Hastings, I mean, they are just uptight on everything, whereas McCook has been a little bit looser on the, at least in the defensive secondary.
So third and 11 again. No gain on second down. Clock running, runner 10 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Bison trail at 31-20. Boy. Score update brought to you by MMB Bank.
Take a bite.
Going Jimmy Walker on me tonight. Three wide look. Bison got to throw the ball. You would think on third and 11. Lee Davidson will stay at home. Motion man is Tristan Campbell. Riley will roll the pocket out. Still rolling. Looking downfield. Looking for the deep ball. Looking for Miles Pullman. Oh, it's through his hands. Incomplete. Oh, boy. He was bump and run with the defender that time downfield, but it was a catchable ball. Just a lot of a lot of traffic and boy, Miles
really,
was close.
Really nice pass by Trent Riley.
Yeah.
That was a perfect spiral right down the left side or the sideline closest to us, of course. And, again, boy, that would have been something to be able to get that. Boy, now, again, you have the dose of giving it back to Hastings.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get some serious ground game and some nickel and dime passing. Just they're going to try and burn out the rest of this clock.
Davian Hanson back to kick at his own 20. Hastings will have one single safety back just in case, but that's fourth and 11. And Davian's waiting. Maybe a look and punt. Fair catch called at the 31-yard line for Hastings. I don't know if Davian was kind of waiting what was going to happen to maybe tuck it and run, but that still was a long ways to go.
Yeah, I don't know if there's such a thing as a read option on a punt. But, he was. I mean, I don't know if they were trying to set something up and maybe see how it looked. But, just got the punt off. And, again, this is, I mean, obviously, Rich, this is a critical time now. Just cannot give up yards to this Hastings offense now.
Got to shut them down right here. 31-20 Bison back at home next week. Ogallala Indians get out of the district play a little bit. Wagner Ford pregame at 6. Kickoff time is at 7. I'm going to look to see Ogallala after how they're doing this. I haven't checked to see what scores.
I think they only have one win.
Yeah, I knew they were struggling this year. First and 10, 31-yard line. Motion men fake the jet sweep. Spins around Cynic, looking right side. Pass going to be where there's free. Receivers are sure-handed. Complete 40, 45, about the 47-yard line. They catch everything that's thrown to them. Another great catch that time by Broen Hartman and move the chains again.
Well, I think, you know, obviously by that first play, Hastings now is going for the throat. I mean, they're going to try and dagger McCook right here. We got one more touchdown would make it pretty big hill to climb for the Bison, so, but coming out throwing right away, and again, right on the money.
Boy, Aurora tonight's bounce back. They lead Adams Central 21-7. How about that one? Cozad over Gothenburg today in C1 27-7. Sydney over Ogallala last check 19-0. Red Raiders undefeated in C1. Another great team this year. First and 10. Hastings the Bison at their own 48-yard line. Cooper Cole didn't have anything, but he kind of... He got away. Big burly guy to about midfield. A gain of 2 brings up 2nd and 8.
Yeah, again, Hastings got field position with that first pass play. And, again, now Mr. Cole gets the ball. And I would think, again, that they're going to go ahead and just try and pound away a little bit. But hasn't been the case so far.
Shadron over Chase County. The Longhorns are at, and that's at Shadron, losing on the road 32-6 in C1.
Yeah, see you tomorrow morning on that road trip. Yeah,
exactly right. 2nd and 8. Pistol look. It's going to be Cynic. Rolls out. It's going to be Verton. Escapes 1. Tackle upfield. 45-40. 35-30. Just a tough guy to bring down. And they end McCook territory again downfield at about the 33-yard line.
Well, and just really was Broen Hartman. Just kind of, it was like almost like a basketball screen.
Yeah.
And then that gave enough room for him to tiptoe down the sidelines again. So, like, boy, Hastings, they're going to keep mixing it up,
yeah.
Obviously. I mean, they're not going to try and burn out the clock. They're going to go ahead and just try and score again.
Cole's back in there behind Cynic on the pistol look. Got an H-back look in there as well. 3 wide. And going to be Cooper Cole trying to hit that middle. Bounces out. Stiff arm. Pullman and company. And they finally dragged him down. Maybe, no, I don't think he gained anything. Well, he gained a couple. Yeah, he did.
A couple.
Yeah, to about the 30-yard line. Gain of a couple brings up 2nd and about 7. 2nd and 6, gain of 4 that time. That clock is running. 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Bison trail by 2 scores, 31-20. Big district game. This is the first district game, by the way, for Hastings. They haven't played a district game.
Right.
So this is their first one. McCook 1-0 after the big win against Gehring last week. On 2nd and 6, Cynic will throw, rolls it out. Looking right, pass going to be complete about the 21-yard line. And a nice gain of almost about 8-9 yards, Bob. They're going to move the chains again.
Yeah, again, just rolling out to his right, and again, led the receiver perfectly, and again, moved the chains at this point.
Scott's Bluff leads Gehring 14-0 right before the half. That's no big surprise. Nothing against Gehring, but I thought Scott's Bluff, man, that's a Bearcat stadium, would probably, well, the game's not over yet by no means, but Bearcat's pretty good this year as well. 1st and 10, Hastings at the Bison 22. 4 wide look. Cynic will give Cooper Cole, trying to pick his way, find a little seam, then it's quickly closed. McCorkle. And also with, I'm not for sure, somebody else closed that hole in a hurry. It's a gain of a short gain, like Davian Hansen is as well. Gain of a short gain brings up 2nd down. And really, McCook, nothing they can, you know, they're just running clock, taking their sweet time. We're down to 6 minutes left in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I'm a little surprised that they're going with plenty of time left on the clock, or the, I was going to say shot clock. But.
Yeah, I said it before, too. Cynic's going to throw across the middle of the field and incomplete, looking for Verton. Just got away, broke away from Miles Pullman that time, but threw it wide, and this brings up 3rd and 6. Nice job, Lady Bison. They beat Burns, Wyoming, and go 2-1 in the tournament.
Yeah, that's going to put him probably in a pretty salty bracket for tomorrow.
Don't know if it's 2 or 3 sets, but the last was 25-16. So nice job, Coach Hoynes, and that crew out in the Twin Cities. Invite going 2-1 today. Third and six for Hastings at the Bison 18-yard line. Shotgun set for Sinek will throw. And plenty of protection. A little pressure. Still on the move. Still looking. He's going to run far side. Trying to use a blocker. 15 down to the 10. He weaved his way inside the 10. It's going to be first and goal for Hastings.
Yeah, that time again, Bison coverage was there, but just too much time. And again, Sinek made just one move to elude a Bison defensive lineman. And again, he's off to the races there. First down, Tigers.
Final score on the Hawk. It's SEM with a win over Wanita Palisade, 48-20. So SEM remains undefeated in the season. The Broncos of Wapaw will drop to 2-3 on the season. Six-man ranks. First and goal from the six for Hastings. On the move again, up two scores. 5:26 left in the fourth quarter. I tell you, Tucker Sinek is really impressed. I think a lot impressed us.
I'm just amazed.
On the toss, Cooper Cole cuts his way back in to the core of the end zone. He's in for the touchdown. Cooper Cole from 6 yards out puts Hastings on the board again.
Haven't had to punt all night. And again, just when it was critical, this was what they were looking for, the knockout punch. And yeah, big hill for the Bison now at this point, obviously.
.37-20, the extra point is coming up for Cooper Cole. That's his first score of the night. I think it's the first score of the night.
Yeah. He has not carried the ball as much.
No.
I think Satterley has more carries than him, probably.
Verton on for the extra point. Kick's going to be on the way, and it is good. 38-20, Hastings. The kickoff is coming up shortly on Kicks 96-1.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Hot Tub Brokers in McCook is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. They invite you to stop in and see all the new hot tubs and make your yard into a vacation destination. Financing available. Also, a large selection of chemicals and accessories at Hot Tub Brokers in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard.
Back here at Wyland Field, 5:11 left in the fourth quarter, Bob, 38-20. It's a three-score game right here. Bison got three scores in 5 minutes. Going to take a big-time miracle.
Exactly, but boy, yeah, hats off to the Hastings Tigers. I mean, they have just executed on offense. I just don't know how they could be much more efficient than they've been. So, again, McCook's going to have to circle the wagons a little bit, look at the tapes of this, and figure a few things out, because you can bet Bison opponents are going to be looking at this game film for sure.
Trip Riley far side and got a flag coming in. This could be probably a face mask or maybe a horse collar the way it kind of went down 35-yard line. Should tack on some more yardage.
Yeah, I kind of thought the horse collar looked like he got his hand behind his helmet there.
So once again, yeah, Ogallala coming in town next week. Indians were trailing last check, and they'll be looking for a win. Boy, they called a hold against McCook. Wow. Did they miss the... Anyway. Haven't got any breaks tonight either. Actually, there have not been a lot of flags tonight, which is kind of cool.
Actually, yeah.
Boy, this has been some games. Oh, boy, it's like every play is a flag. Starting to compare Bison games to Husker games. Flag in every play. Back it up to the 24-yard line. First and 10, McCooks with 5:03 left in this fourth quarter. Trent Riley under shotgun set. We'll throw right. Pass going to be broken up, and we got a flag coming in. Looks like I have a pass interference. Miles Pullman as the defender on the far side was Keithan Krings. Might have got there a little bit too early.
Yeah, doubled up there on Pullman. So, again, Bison going to pick up some extra yards, and that is exactly what it is.
Trent Join us tomorrow morning, Coach's Coffee Club. We are at Ember's Bakery and Cafe with a recap of this game and all the rest of the high school and college sports. We do every Saturday during the fall, winter, and spring sports seasons. Got a lot to get to coming up again tomorrow. Looking forward to a great show and Coach's Coffee Club, our first Saturday of October. After the penalty, we'll push it up to the 40-yard line, first and 10 for McCook. As under the five-minute mark here in this fourth quarter, 38-20, Hastings. Riley's going to throw a little pump fake, a little double move. They're looking for Pullman, and picked off. This is going to be a hold against Hastings, because I tell you, Pullman was hung up like no other at midfield. Why it did not come, the flag didn't come out earlier, is beyond me. It's got to be against the defense. Got to be against the defense. He got really hung up. It was, I think it was a double move. That's why it's against Hastings. It's got to be. Yes. The double move, and they stopped it, and you get called on that. Yes. So, yeah. So throw out the pick, and McCook will keep it. So, the penalty, it will be a 15-yard penalty, and the mark in the midfield. I'm not sure what the Hastings crowd's crying
about.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
It's the watch the play.
18-point lead, and they are whining about calls.
If you watch the play, I mean, it was clear as day out there that it was an interference call. 4:46 in the fourth quarter, 38-20. Hastings in control. Bison with the football. Riley bring Ethan Schmidt in motion to the far side. And we'll throw, look at a little pump fake. Oh, Pullman's got away, got some pressure, and overthrew him at the 15. Boy, he had a little double move that time. He got away from Kate Satterley. Satterley knew his beats, and he just overthrew him by a yard or two. Dang it.
And he actually, I mean, he could have taken a little more time and just lobbed it out there and stuff. Because, I mean, it was 10 yards. He was 10 yards past him. Satterley bit on the move to the middle of the field, and Pullman just took off straight down. Right along the numbers, actually. And that's too bad.
So now it's second down. Second and 10.
Pullman has a significant height advantage on Satterley as well.
Yep. Really does. So ball again back in midfield. Second and 10. Midfield. Nice little homestand in the regular season. Three of the last four at home. Shotgun set. Riley got Campbell open here near side. Tristan has it 45. Go out of bounds about the 41-yard line. He'll pick up the first down or at least close to it.
Yeah, they're going to mark him just a little bit, okay. About a yard short, it looks like. But again, good move by him just to try and get as much as he could.
Yep, third and one, just shy of about the 41-yard line. Hastings 41. I know Hastings still has Scott's Bluff to play on the schedule.
Yes.
And that will be at Hastings. Bearcats guys have to make their trip out there this year. We'll see Scott's Bluff in 2 weeks. Third and one, trips far side. Riley shotgun set. Roll the pockets. Still looking. Pass deep down the numbers to the end zone. And tipped and incomplete. Looking for Ethan Schmidt. Got behind the defender just a little bit.
I think we got a late hit possibly, too.
Yep, boy. Riley, I think, got hit. Let's see if I get a replay and see. As it's going to be another penalty going to be called against Hastings. The reason why they're calling it is he hit him up high. It wasn't a late hit. Yeah. It was the high hit. He hit him up high. Yeah. Hit him up high. It wasn't a late hit. You hit him up high. That's right. The reason why.
Right.
Man, the things you hear on this side,
exactly.
With the windows open.
you've got an 18-point lead. You haven't been stopped all night. And I guess it's just not good enough. You've got to win by...
4:23 left in the fourth quarter. After the penalty, we'll mark it down to the 25-yard line. Three wide look once again. Riley will throw a little pop back send. Landry just turned his head a little bit. Whizz right past him. An incomplete pass brings up second and 10.
I don't know if he's expecting that, actually. Yeah. I mean, the way he reacted, kind of.
Those kind of passes, Hastings have kind of beat McCook all night. Is it just a little short, five, six, seven-yard routes?
Just find that. But I noticed even on these, like, Saturday, even they're lining up man-on-man. They're lining up tighter to the line of scrimmage, and Bison have had a couple chances here. But, again, Hastings playing much more of a man-oriented defense on pass plays.
Riley, shotgun set on second and 10. 4:20 left here in the fourth quarter, trailing 38-20. Trenton, shotgun, will throw again, looks left, looks right, looks left, going towards Miles Holman, and overthrew him. It'll bring up third and 10. So third and 10, it's two downs to make 10 yards. So where you're setting out trailing by three scores, it's two downs to make 10 downs. 10 yards, I should say. .414 left. Thanks to all those folks once again on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. That subscribe button doesn't cost you a thing. Just alerts you anytime we go live events. You will get notified. Third and 10. McCook at the Hastings 25-yard line. Trips right. Trent Riley looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Passes toward the end zone. Overthrew the receiver. Landry was at about the 12 and overthrew him and bring up fourth down.
Well, this might be it.
.408 left in the fourth quarter. 38-20 Hastings. Tigers have been really, they have looked really good, tonight.
I agree. This has, again, been very impressive. And, again, obviously quarterback play has been the most impressive for them. But still, overall, they after that opening touchdown, they have been tougher to score on.
Yeah. So McCook's got to get 10 yards, keep this drive going, and keep it going here. As Riley, a little pump fake, looking, still looking. Goes to the right side, going to be complete to Campbell at the 10, and he's got the first down. They'll move the chains, and a nice gain to about the 10-yard line. And picked up by a good 5 yards. First, and probably literally a first and goal situation for McCook right here.
Yeah, exactly. Nice catch by Tristan Campbell. It was a little bit kind of the old shin area, and he reached down and got it and still was able to get the first down.
Actually, they can get a first down without scoring. It's first and 10 from the 11-yard line under the four-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Lee Davidson will set right back there in the backfield with Trent Riley. Trips left. As the roll in that pocket with some pressure. Riley on the move, still on the move, running out of real estate, and it's going to be sacked back at the 17-yard line.
And Cooper Cole with the tackle there and kind of the body slam of Trent Riley.
Kind of, I thought maybe he'd just wing it down there, just, well, you don't want to throw a pick, but just, McCook's going to burn a timeout. They've got all three left. 3:29 left in the fourth quarter. We're back to Wyland Field next on Kicks 96.1.
We're here today with a man standing in very tall grass, scrubbing the side of his house with a toothbrush. Having fun, sir?
No, I'm not.
You know, DaVinci Motors in McCook can give you a great deal on steel lawn equipment, along with power washers that would do a dandy job on your house's siding.
Great. Can you take me to DaVinci's? My car is up on blocks.
They can give you a great deal on a car, too. It's not a deal until it's a DaVinci deal. DaVinci Motors, 401 East B Street, McCook. DaVinci Chrysler Jeep Dodge.com.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Rich and Bob and Carl back here at Wyland Field. It's second and 14 from McCook after the sack. Bison have it at the Hastings 14-yard line. Bison take their first timeout, trailing 38-20 here in the fourth quarter. Tristan Campbell, the motion man on the far side. Riley shotgun sets. Got to roll that pocket again. Looking downfield. It's going to be Campbell. A great catch. At about the 5. It looks about the 5-yard line. Picked up about 11. 10 on the play, close to 10, brings up third down.
Yeah, he's getting up a little bit slow, too. I mean, that's kind of a tough tackle. I wonder if that football actually got underneath him or something when he landed.
Mark at about the 5, needs about 3-4 yards to go for that first down. Can't get a first down without scoring. Round of the 3-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Third and 5. Riley shotgun set. They'll run it this time. Campbell trying to really stretch the field, and he is going to be outnumbered and trying to find some room and push out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. Going to lose yardage. You're kind of hoping to just go down because you're going to, you know, they're going to waylay on you.
Well, I just wonder if we're going to have one of those 30-yard reverse the field type.
Yeah. Bison will use a timeout. Third and 10, 2:42 left in the fourth quarter. We're back in just a moment. Bison football kicks 96-1.
Do you hear it? You don't? Well, I do. It's your lawn crying for food. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and grab all the food for your lawn. D&S has ultimate fertilizer. It's made specifically for your yard in this part of the country. Fertilizing it now will give your lawn the power it needs to survive the up-and-coming winter months. Also, it's still not too late to kill weeds and put pre-emergent to prevent weed growth in the spring. Feed your lawn now by heading to D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
2:42 left in the fourth quarter. 38-20 McCook trailing Hastings here. Third and 10 for the Bison. They're going to kick a field goal right here from the 20-yard line. Gunner caps. Trip Riley will hold it. Actually, is it fourth down? It is fourth down. Sorry. It'll be about a 30-yard field goal attempt. Snap's good. Kick's going to be on the way. I don't think any short. And did he get it? He got it. Gunner caps a 30-yard field goal attempt is good. 38-23 with 2:37 left. Back with the Bison kickoff coming up shortly on Kicks 96.1.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Back here at Weiland Field, Bison will not convert on the onside kick. Hastings will take over first and 10. At about the, I'm not for sure, 41-yard line?
Yeah, just kind of like a little too much side saddle on that kick there.
Yeah.
Just kind of squibbed. Didn't even get the necessary, come close to the necessary 10 yards.
So first and 10, Hastings at the 41-yard line. 2:37 left. Post game after one. We're done at Wagner Chevy post game. We'll get to head coach Joe Petroski up here. I'm sure no question disappointed about this one. Senek comes out, and they'll toss pitch to Cooper Cole. And, boy, just tough to bring down. He's got a first down, far side of the field. And still on his feet. He's going to gain about, that's a good 12, 13, 14, 15 yards in the play. First and 10, Hastings moves the chains. What you got? The sand, you have two scores. Do you want to get one of your starters hurt right here?
Well, that's certainly
yeah.
the case.
Both teams, I should say. First and 10, 23-yard line coming up on 2 minutes left. Just a couple more plays, I would think. Bunch set here near side. Cynic. If they throw here, as Cooper Cole will run it between the tackles. Finds a little seam, picks up nice yardage inside the 20, about the 18-yard line. Second down. Put a plug in for Lady Bison softball once again on Monday. Hope to see a lot of folks pack the JC Sports Complex B10, the sub-district softball tournament. 2 o'clock start time. We'll be on the air at 1:45. Sam will have that call from the JC Sports Complex. McCook will play Alliance. Scott's Bluff Gary will play the game after that. And then the two winners will play in the sub-district title game. And once again, it's McCook's going to be in a district final no matter what happens. See, Randy? And we got a flag in the play. With a minute 13 left. Well, got to go back to work on Monday, Bob. Just yep. got you got well, games still to play. You're 4-2. You're still in the thick of things to get yourself a playoff spot.
Absolutely. You wipe the slate clean, and again, you got to just concentrate on Ogallala. I mean, obviously, this makes that Scott's Bluff game even that much bigger for McCook.
Right, exactly right. You got 2 district games left as Cynic's going to take a knee right here and call it good. They'll have to run, I think, one more play here. And then that will be your final. I think maybe I have to run a play.
Well, again, this is one of those kind of games where you got to try and find something. You got to something positive out of this. And did Hastings take a timeout?
No, McCook called a timeout.
Okay. You got to try and find something positive out of this. And then, if nothing else, hopefully use this game to find and correct some of the things that you
right.
got wrong. I mean, that's the whole big thing with this. You got to use it as a, you know, can't just, you know, be upset about the loss, but you got to try and find what you can to make yourself better after something like this, because again, this is a game tape that everybody's going to be looking at and going, well, now we know how to try and beat McCook, apparently.
Boy, the passing attack, we haven't seen anything like this. We obviously see teams pass and spread out, 3-4 wide receivers set, but far as an effective quarterback, a guy that can hit his receivers on the money, Cynic is of that more.
We sound like broken records up here and stuff. And if you're listening, but if you're able to watch it on YouTube and stuff, you can just see how effective he is. But he's just been absolutely spot on virtually all evening.
All right, Mr. Official, just let's go. Golly, what are we doing? Should be the last play of the game right here. We still got a minute 8 left as Cole will run it. I thought we were under a minute left, and maybe not. We'll get up to about the 21-yard line and bring up fourth down. 51 seconds left. They do have to run another play. I had thought, well, of course, McCook called that timeout, so that's correct. Why it stopped. It stopped the clock and fourth and 8 with 32 seconds left. So unless they get a first down, McCook will get a play offensively. As it's going to be Cooper Cole. And he's going to go nowhere. He's not going to get the first down back about the line of scrimmage. And bring up fourth down. So McCook will get the ball over on downs.
They still haven't punted. We got them on four downs.
Didn't Burton punt that one time?
Did he? Oh, he faked it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Duh, he did. He did. Forgot all about that. Got to get that Class B scoreboard and see that Gehring, Scott's Bluff, 21-0 Scott's Bluff. That's that was at the half. 34-18 Lexington over Alliance. Waverly beat Beatrice 62-0. Bennington over Blair 35-0. Seward over Northwest 35-14. York over Lincoln Northwest 22-7. Ogallala, Sydney over Ogallala 33-0 tonight. So the Indians taking on the chin as well.
Yeah, they've given up a lot of points this year.
Yep. It's probably one play, 18 seconds left. Riley will throw at a scramble, out of pressure, and going to be tackled about the 29-yard line. Picked up about 9 on the play. 6 seconds left, and that's going to be your game right there. Hastings, big road win for the Tigers. Final score, 38-23. Wagner Chevy postgame is coming up shortly on Kicks 96.1.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Dignity and respect, it's what you've earned and it's how we serve. Stop by Carpenter Breland today to schedule your pre-need or monument appointment and let us help you secure your family's future. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
Rich Barnett, Bob Golke, and Carl Raymond back here at Wyland Field. Final score of this one, 38-23. We just about had a pretty ridiculous thing happen by the Hastings football team. They were going to climb toward the scoreboard. There's a big M up there, and that's just kind of kicking in your face a little bit.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I hope some Hastings fans are listening, because that was a totally classless move them going down and flaunting it. And then a couple of the Bison players were about ready to walk down there and confront them a little bit, but they got called back by their coaches. But I'm sorry. That was just a totally classless move.
Yeah, you won the game. You won the game.
You played great.
In fact, their fans are, you know, we laughed a lot. We could hear the fans in front of us. The fans, oh, my gosh. Don't get me started on that one.
Yeah, ridiculous comments, as you would expect.
Yeah.
But, that's a tough one.
Yeah. 38-23, the final. This one, Bob, I guess we talked to him. Bison got to get back to work on Monday and get ready for Ogallala coming up again next Friday night.
Yeah, again, and this, you wipe their memory. I'm sure Coach Petrosky now is kind of, he's got the team out there at the 40-yard line giving them the post-game, speech, and I'm sure he's telling them that, guys, it's over. We found some things we got to correct some things. And I'm sure he's telling them that, hey, it's not like the season's over or anything else like that. So got to keep them focused and got to keep them going. And, of course, you can't look ahead too much. You got to just go ahead and take care of business next Friday, which, again, Bison are going to be heavily favored in that matchup. So hopefully you can kind of right the ship and get back on track and then really finish strong with that, that game at Scotts Bluff is going to be a dandy, we hope. And then, of course, a very beatable Lexington team here at the last game of the season. So, again, they have a lot to play for.
Thanks, big guy. We'll do this again coming up next week, okay?
It's only going to be 7 days away, and that we're going to expect a different result.
Yep, we'll see you in the morning.
You betcha. Thank you much.
Back more of our Wagner Chevy postgame coming up shortly. Kicks 96.1.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation.
Nikuk holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
The post-game show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Chevrolet. Wagner Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. Wagner Chevrolet, located on the corner of East 1st and B in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
We're back here to Wildland Field. Wrap things up. The Bison once again. What a tough one with a very good Hastings ball club. We got head coach Joe Petrosky making his way up here to talk a little Bison football here. Well, Coach, darn it, this was a tough one tonight. Boy, you weren't kidding. You said Hastings, the pregame, pretty good team. They came out to Cynic. Not a bad quarterback. He had a defense trying to stop him. Was kind of tough tonight, wasn't it?
It was. Hastings is a heck of a team. You know, their only losses are to York and Bennington. And, you know, we played hard. I told the guys in the huddle we battled hard. We were in the game all the way to the end, you know. And, you know, I was really proud of our offense coming back this week and responding a lot better. You know, we just gave up too much on defense. And, you know, the reality is that they're just very talented. And, you know, our guys were, you know, in positions, there was just too many times where, you know, they just out-leveraged us. And our guys just competed hard. And the Tucker Sinek kid at quarterback is a really good quarterback. And he just... Man, there was a long time. I'm not sure he ever threw an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
And so when you do that, you're just trying to throw everything you can at him. And, but I was proud of the guys and how they battled. We just got to respond. We'll come back next week and fix the things that ailed us and get ready for Ogallala.
Yep, Indians, tough luck tonight. They had to play Sydney tonight. So they'll be coming in looking for a win too, won't they?
They will. You know, their season hasn't been going the way they wanted. But we can't worry about that. And the reality is, you know, we had a tough loss tonight, but, you know, our guys battled extremely hard. I felt like, you know, our offense kept us in the game at times, and but we just got to be ready to come back next week and get ready for Ogallala. You know, I told the guys in hell, it's not easy to win. And, you know, we just keep battling each and every week and give ourselves a chance.
We'll see you in the morning, big guy.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Wrapping things up here from Wildland Field. Thanks to all of our great sponsors helping us out on our Kicks 96.1 radio coverage, also our YouTube coverage. Carl, another outstanding job tonight. We're back once again next Friday night. The Bison and the Ogallala Indians. We have coverage of Lady Bison softball once again on Monday, 2 o'clock start time. Sam's got pregame 145, McCook, and the B-10 sub-district. Good luck to them, and they try to qualify for a district final. Actually, they'll qualify for district. How about win a sub-district title? There you go. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Bison Football on Kicks 96.1.